Big love in the building. Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing, though. Rosé. I don't need no motivation. Trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas. Hit a fatal when your niggas. I don't get no explanations. I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition. I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition. Kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education. Smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face. If you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness. Yeah, bitch.
I know the fuck part.
When you part cook something, to partially cook it.
Oh, it means partially.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. All right.
Cause I tried the sunny side egg.
Go fuck yourself.
That shit made me hate the burger.
This nigga had me thinking it was like a fucking seasoning out here called par.
Yeah, that was wicked. What you just said? But yeah.
Like it was like short for partridge or some shit.
Nah, that's my shit.
I'm cool. The burger shit was good too. I was down in Georgia when I ate that shit.
I really don't like. I don't like too much on my burger. Yeah, I don't. If it ain't bacon, I don't really want none on my burger.
Nah,
motherfuckers don't put avocados on burgers.
Can't even
and shit.
Do it, man.
I love avocado on
the
burger.
I hate it.
It don't taste like nothing, bro. But I fuck with avocado though, like, cause I be fucking with Panera Bread now.
So I be getting.
Oh, you fucking with that chicken? The chicken Chipotle?
Yeah, that shit fire.
Cause I be fucking with. Panera Bread now.
Nigga said, I got this bitch now to get me fucking Panera. Like,
I'm doing both, nigga. I'm doing both. You gotta keep the balance in your life, nigga.
Yeah. All right, so what? I'm sorry, bro. This is going. What do you order from Panera?
The Chipotle avocado chicken milk.
Great sandwich.
It's on flatbread, got the little Chipotle sauce.
Flatbread Asiago.
Yeah, that shit.
I fuck with low key.
Like Kenan, not a sponsor.
There. Yeah,
I can't.
You don't
say.
Take women there.
Well, my girl took.
It's a woman that took me there.
Yeah, I'm about to say my girl took me there.
I'm not gonna hold. You
I ain't step foot into Panera till my.
I swear on everything I love.
Again, not endorsing Kenan, but it really is a lovely date. It's like a little lunch date. Like, yo,
I mean, it's not a lunch date, bro. I hate when niggas throw date around everything, bro. Then niggas be like, yo, let's take a nap. Let's have a nap date. No, nigga, y'all taking a nap, bro.
You want to meet up for lunch?
Y'all spending time, like. That's all it is. It's part of quality time.
A little lunch date.
This nigga Jamar Chase tweeted 3 39s.
Yo, you gotta give him 2 39s
and like a 4th and 6, bro.
And then they scripted the referee running in on the shit like, ah, see, there it was. It was like, hey, Ed, run on the field, bro.
I'm yelling at the TV, bro. It's fourth down.
Yeah, I was at the bar.
Yo,
I was at the bar, and the niggas got sacked. I'm like, damn, that's crazy. I turned up. That shit was like 3rd and 10. I'm like. No bullshit. You know how they be like, oh, the Mandela effect or like some shit like that. I'm like, y'all seeing this? They're like, nah, I didn't see.
So am I bugging, bro? Was that the play when it was 4th and 22? Like they called a penalty or some shit, but then the penalty got declined or some shit.
Nah, that's a different one.
That's
I know what
different
you're talking
one?
About. Yeah,
bro,
that's when they tried to keep the.
But yeah, but I'm confused. I looked away from the TV for like 10 seconds. That shit went from 4th and 22 to 4th and 16 to 4th and 8.
Cause they declined it. So I think what happened, they got a loss of yards on the play, but then they declined it because they were like, all right, are we going to give Pat Mahomes 2 more chances with 4th and 22? I mean, with 3rd and 22, if we accept it. So they were like, all right, fuck it. Fourth and nine or whatever it ended up being.
Cause I was so confused when I seen that shit, bro. Cause I looked up and it said fourth and 22. I looked away. I looked back. That shit said 4th and 16. And then they changed it one more time. I'm like, bro, what the fuck is going on?
The fix was in yesterday.
100%. I wish I could have been a referee yesterday. I'd be a millionaire right now.
Well, somebody in my family would. I want to know how in depth they check,
nigga.
You know how many
Calvin Ridley must have just been an idiot.
He literally used his own account.
Idiot.
He didn't use a cousin's account and no shit like that.
Let me be any of those.
Miles Austin got caught for the same shit.
Yeah.
He was a coach. Coach for somebody.
He got an assistant coach.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, let me be out there.
That shit happened a few weeks ago, too. Like, that shit happened during the season.
Stripes. I swear to God, I'll put in a ticket right before the game. I'll be like, look, Pat Mahomes not throwing no touchdowns. Bet that. You can bet that right fucking now.
just talk about Isaiah Pacheco
for y'all a second. Not know he was from Jersey, bro.
What?
I didn't know he from Jersey. He from South Jersey, cuz, like, all the way down.
Yeah.
I'm not going to know, cuz. I'm not going to lie.
But he did go to Rutgers, though.
I heard Pacheco. I was like, yeah, this nigga somewhere around here. Hold on.
When the last time you think I watched a Rutgers game, bro?
I'm
not showing.
Yo, he's really one of them guys, bro.
That nigga runs fucking hard.
He's perfect for that offense, what they try to do. He runs hard as shit.
Yes, he does.
He runs hard as shit. And, like,
he loaded the ground, too.
Bro, he's fast.
He only got 2 more years. He's a running back.
Yeah, that second gear is gone by next year. Nigga, if Saquon lost it already,
nigga about to turn into Zeke.
He only get like 12 carries a game.
He about to turn into the Zeke, bro.
He only getting 12 carries a game, bro.
Who, Pacheco?
Man.
I mean, you think McKinnon's there next year?
Yeah, somebody like him. All right, always Clyde Helaire, I'm sorry.
I feel like they would just have that.
Bro, I don't know why they drafted him. DeAndre Swift was still on the board.
Y'all don't know. I feel like Pacheco's natural progression up the rankings of that offense, though, would be taking more of a pass.
He can do that, but at the end of the day, the way the Chiefs play offense is they don't have one guy anymore. The days of, like, the Jamal Charleses and, like, them type of people in that offense is gone.
I wouldn't say that.
Really? When's the last time they had one?
Travis Kelce. He's that one guy.
They were running backs. Talking about running.
I'm sorry.
Chiefs got the like some of the craziest run as far as running backs.
I'm saying that was all also time? Because they never had a fucking quarterback though.
I'm talking about
that's five. What I'm saying. Like Pacheco might be in a golden situation for him simply because he may never get that lucrative elite running back contract, but he's in a good space where they'll probably pay him to keep him around.
You mean that lucrative running back contract that has you getting drank under the table by Marcin Gortat?
I don't get the reference. I'm sorry.
I'm saying NBA players that aren't nearly as... It's a Twitter joke. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's facts, though.
It was bad. I guess we'll introduce the podcast now.
Steven Adams makes more than your favorite football player. Holy is God. My point.
Jesus.
That's a fact.
Rui Hachimura makes more than... Exactly. Hachimura.
The new Laker. He's starting tonight, too.
The Black Jap.
The Black Jap.
LeBron, please come get Cam Reddish off our bench, bro. Please. Please, bro. What's that second round pick, bro?
LeBron, go get Zach LaVine.
No.
Right now.
Go get Cam Reddish. Go get Cam Reddish.
Flip Russ. Get that nigga the fuck out of there.
Chill. Russ is
up. Guangdong.
Sixth man of the year.
Nah, I don't know.
This nigga, Ben Mathurin.
Expiring contract, bro. You free up $50 million off your books right there. 47 if you want to be technical. Like, it's teams out here gonna take that shit, bro.
Somebody's gonna, like, somebody always takes somebody.
Like Charlotte, I think Charlotte would do it.
Easily. I just don't know who to. I feel like the Lakers wanted Miles Bridges at a point in time.
They get Terry Rozier low key, but then they're gonna have to. I think they're going to have to get, that's too much money. Him and, what's white boy name? The wing? Gordon Hayward.
Yeah.
That's too much money. He made
that. And that nigga's cooked.
Yeah.
Bro, why do people be underperforming?
Chandler Parsons, word to him.
Bro, word to him.
Yeah, we were just talking about him last episode.
That nigga was talking crazy about Bron. Like, nigga, you are first team all ski mask. And you're white.
First team.
Snicks first team all white collar fraud. Like
all team 211.
Fuck nigga, first team Bernie Madoff. Talking about LeBron. Talking about.
I opened up my Twitter and I seen what you was talking about. Like, I ain't see the clue. I just seen.
This nigga said I could see the mailman run over my dog and I wouldn't act how LeBron acted. So you're a psycho.
First of all, you're white. You're already lying because I know how white people get about their dog.
And if you don't get that way about your dog, you're Jeffrey Dahmer if you're white.
Yo, did you see the man who the airline lost his dogs?
Yeah.
Yo, he was in it.
I don't know how that's possible, bro.
Bugging out. He was like, yo, what do you mean you lost my dogs? Bro. He's crazy. He's like, yo, these are my dogs. These are my children. Yo, the nigga was crying. I'm like, Yo, if a nigga lost my dog, bro.
You know how much money that is, bro?
Oh, and them niggas in the shit. Sue them. But what's crazy is the little waiver shit.
I would literally relive Soul Plane. That's exactly what those niggas did to him.
Because as a nigga who worked for the airline, bro, it's impossible to really lose a dog, bro. Like, you got to really do some bullshit to lose a dog, bro. That dog was on another plane. I promise you that dog had to be on another plane,
but
bro.
Now your dog at the pickup.
Bro, look,
this in Alaska.
This how they treat dogs, bro. This how they treat dogs at the airport, bro. You get dropped off in the front at the little pet care shit. They go directly into a van to their flight and get right on the plane. That's literally all they do. They don't got to go through another room.
I'm about to hop in the cage.
You about to hop in a cage.
Came a long way from that, brother.
Free yourself.
We was in cages?
No, I'm Haitian. Y'all was.
Damn, they won this shit, cause I can't even say nothing.
It's cool. Yeah. They're scared of mermaids.
Well, nigga, you should be too. Fuck you mean?
I don't think they exist.
Oh, you don't think mermaids real?
Yo, the way you looked at me. Yo, Mister looked at me like he saw one of them shits before. Like,
nah, I'm saying though, cause
he said, oh, like,
all right, real quick, cause I'm
so I don't got a video of a mermaid in my phone right now, right?
So I'm saying though, like,
wait, why you being horny?
Yeah, he talking about some mermaids right now. He just showed me a mermaid. Hey, cuz. Nah, like, real shit though, cuz. You believe in aliens?
Huh?
You believe in aliens?
I believe in aliens.
Do you believe it's other beings than us?
Don't look like that.
This nigga on some bullshit right now.
Nah, yo, he convinced you just by asking. Yo, he. Real shit, cuz. Because
niggas be limited in their minds and shit for no reason, bro.
My thing with any sea creature is like,
I don't fuck with nothing.
We've only discovered like 5% of the ocean, so I don't deny anything being down there. Bro, I just nigga, can't con- like I feel like I most of the shit that niggas shit. Make up, it had to have came from somewhere. Like, you know that stereotypical. I know aliens probably think we racist as shit because every time we draw one of them niggas, they are the green or gray with some big ass eyes. Somebody had to see some shit like that whole before for that to have just been the thing. I seen both time a nigga shit. Colorblind and so
I seen some
night,
shit recently. It was like it ain't fucked me up, but it had me thinking like niggas like yo, aliens ain't nothing but human beings from another planet in a different time span or some shit like that. Like just because of how time travels.
Literally though,
like that's literally all what alien is.
It's scary because it's like my thing with aliens.
Imagine
is just
jumping
like,
in this joint, like onto Earth, like being from like the 1800s or some shit, and just hopping in 2022,
and then landing in Philly.
And niggas got like showers and shit.
Freedom.
You feel me? Yo,
I'll be like. If I was a nigga from the 1800s and just came back in 2023, I was like, y'all niggas are out of your minds. Real get quick. Away from that white woman. What the fuck?
What's going on in the world? Like, y'all are fucking them now?
I'll publicly? Be damned.
Shit, they was doing that back then.
Look, publicly?
Like, outside? They let y'all record yourselves? What is blacked? What?
What's OnlyFans? All that.
Yo, year 1800 OnlyFans was a nasty place.
Come on, bro.
What's the first thing you're introducing somebody to from the 1800s?
I was just about to ask that.
Yo, what?
What's the very first thing? If you were going to only pick one thing.
Wait, all right. So wait, can we do different races of people?
No, bro.
This matters.
Bro.
This matters.
No.
Bro, we got to get
it's a nigga, bro. No, it's just a nigga, bro.
Yeah, a nigga from the 1800s.
Safe. Anything else?
An Asian man from the 1800s. Wow.
Why would you do that?
He don't have a mic, bro. It's cool.
Why would you say that?
Guangdong.
Yo. I'm just giving my iPhone.
Nigga, they're gonna have an aneurysm.
He might bite. He might bite that shit.
They're like, bum!
It's a witch.
Nigga gonna start looking around like, witch!
I would flex on that nigga and like DoorDash or something. I would definitely be like, yo, have you ever tried this?
Go be a camera and just be like,
I think it'll be dirty as hell.
Bro, literally just like be like, yo, which of these you think you want to try? Let him pick some. Like, All right. Go to that shit and just mad with cuz.
Nah, if I seen like a nigga from the 1800s, bro, I might get that nigga a motherfucking 40. Let him take that shit back. See how you do.
I see a nigga from
like
the 18.
Like a
40. Nigga, why the fuck would I try to get that nigga drunk, bro?
I don't know what you're doing.
If I saw a nigga for the 1800s, I'd be like, it's better.
Kinda.
You giving a nigga a 40, he not gonna be able to reload that shit.
You got a nigga a 50.
You gotta give him a switch.
Nigga,
what is he going to do with a 50?
Bro, if I give him a switch, the bullet's going to disappear in 2 seconds, bro.
No, stop. Right, what is he going to do with a 50?
Fit in.
I hate niggas.
I'm glad we all was on the same
page. I feel like a 50 is actually a very like useful for like the ozone that they were dealing with in the 1800s.
He has only 25% of a brim.
Give
it's
him
like
gloves.
Every suburban kid.
Give him gloves.
What?
Help with the picking.
I'll give him some rope.
I'm black. I can say that.
There's plenty of rope where he came from.
Yeah, that's that nigga right there. That was one of them moments right there. Rash back to back.
We got nigga some shoes.
Yo.
They weren't allowed to have those.
Right.
Dang, give the nigga some off. All white G phases.
Oh wait, so you gotta.
There's not a lot of things you can hold up. There's not a lot of things that yes, you're sending him back.
You can't send him back.
So there's not a lot of things. There's not a lot of things you can give him that's not gonna get him lynched when he gets back.
No, everything is he getting off.
That's why you gotta give him a 40 or a 380, bro. You gotta give him something to go back. So if nigga step to him, he going pow.
Yeah, fit it.
Put him back.
I mean, honestly, if we gave that nigga AR-15, he might just take over the country.
Might run the world, bro.
That nigga,
he gonna be picking the bullets out them niggas.
Nigga, in the time of muskets, niggas could have took over the world with like an AK-47 in like 15 minutes.
All right, so let's get
you drop O Block back in 1800s, bro. I'm like, yo, just run shit up for us, bro. The niggas got it. I promise.
With a Smith and Wesson
in 5 days, they gonna run the whole South.
O Block versus the Pilgrims.
The whole Donna Dixon line gonna just be begging to be the North. Like, get us away from these niggas.
Just bang, bang, bang.
There's a little Reese here. He won't stop.
Then we really gonna be the Jews. My fault, bro.
I'm not touching that one with the 40-inch pole. Music football, career to worry about.
I almost put your first name on it. It's like, hey, we dissing this real far.
My special guest, Kanye West.
See, that's why I was thinking it, though.
Nah. Yo, that would be insane. That's just really, really crazy to look at. Like, the time was different. You know, politics was different. Technology was different. Nigga, water was
different.
Water was
technology
different.
Was non-existent.
Water was filthy.
Them niggas had lamps.
Isn't it wild how like out. Niggas' mortality rates was like directly impacted by them just doing dirty shit? Like, let's go down to the well, get some water. It's been sitting there for 3 weeks.
Why don't we boil it first? Nah,
we don't have stoves.
We're gonna wash our food in it.
Like,
that shit might change their life.
Like, they're gonna be trying to replicate it, but they can't get bacon.
Like, a 20-minute walk used to be life or death for niggas.
Bro,
that's insane.
Hens used to really hatch eggs.
All right, they do that still.
See, look, now your third eye open.
What came first, chicken or the egg?
The chicken.
All right, we got to answer. The chicken?
The chicken. I always say that, bro.
But how, though?
I think it was...
Wait, real fast, though. Y'all niggas really think... Chickens related to T-Rexes, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Biologically, it's a fact.
So these same niggas be making up facts whenever they want. I was just
I mean, but you choose which one of those to believe.
They told us Pluto was a planet our entire lives, and then one day
I've been trying to convince my girl all week that the moon landing was fake. And she's like just hell bent on believing it.
Did you hear the guy that basically like debunked gravity and like was like, yo, gravity not real? With scientific
kind
formula,
of pod is this?
With science,
what's going
with
on?
Scientific formulas and anything. Like, he broke down. He did all Joe the Rogan. Math. He was like, when you remove this, nigga, this cancel out. I was
you're not
like,
telling, bro. I used to flip off roofs and shit, bro. Like, you not about to? I put that on my
nigga,
mother.
I've
bro.
Taken
like,
my share of fumbles, tumbles in the day.
Cause I swear to God, on everything I know.
Fuck the bullshit though.
You landed the plane. I just when you interrupted me to say, nigga, I used to jump off roofs. I
used to be outside because I was outside as a kid. Because like I used to do shit.
I didn't know where you was going though. I was like, we know, Missy. We know you used to jump off roofs.
You said what?
You know what's crazy about that shit, though? I looked into it. Motherfucker said, so...
Nah, the moon landing was fake, though.
100% fake. But the if you have been just look at the setup for shit, you feel me? Like, it, there's no way it wasn't fake. It was the 60s. A motherfucking president got killed because the nigga decided to drive in a convertible. Like, nothing made sense back then. You on a fucking arms race with the Russians trying to prove who's the greatest country. Oh, let's get to the moon quicker than these niggas.
And now, what is America now, they out all there, about? Now they out there saying it's like, yeah, we're like trying, like they outwardly almost like saying like, hey, this person's like racing to be the only friend. I'm like,
there was no bro. Wi-Fi, but niggas had a camera up there to record it perfectly, bro.
I cannot make a call through the Lincoln Tunnel. Niggas today. Had the clearest.
Today.
Niggas had the clearest of 4K, whatever 4K is for sound. Niggas had the clearest optics ever. They said it was a 3-hour delay. Nigga, it take 3 hours to get to Cali. You're about to sit here and tell me it's only a 3-hour delay to talk to a nigga from the moon? I gotta wait, collect call to talk to my nigga in the feds. And you're telling me, yo, niggas. Wait,
so what do you
but you know what the reason was that they said they never went back? They said for political reasons they could not go back. They went there for political reasons. What the fuck are niggas afraid of after you already been there?
Niggas saw some shit and was like, hey.
You got the motherfucking flag waving in the video. There's no gravity, right? How the fuck is there a flag waving? But the American flags had to be seen in that light. It had to be waving.
But how did niggas like the whole liftoff and shit, niggas really did that though.
Nigga, do you see how many failed liftoffs there have been? They can do that.
That's what I'm saying. So how did they get the real one off though? Like, where did the ship go?
The water where nobody finds anything.
Like, it's next to the Titanic.
Oh, that's right. It was no cameras. It was no
bro. Like you gotta think.
It was
like
no drones. It was none of that.
What really put it in perspective for me, bro?
They shot that shit today. It's a drone following that bitch up.
What really put it in perspective for me? Like, I'm watching motherfucking what's that? It's that long ass movie, Al Pacino and all those niggas. The newest one, The Irishman.
That shit's tough.
I fuck with it. But them niggas is murdering niggas broad daylight. Why? Because there's no cameras anywhere. Yo. There's no nothing.
So me and my girl was talking about like back in the days and shit. And I was like, I think we was talking about like the 70s, 60s, some shit. I was like, because I probably would have ran it up. I probably would have died too, but I probably would have ran it up back then.
Bro.
Because niggas was like, if I knew what I knew now and they put me back then, I would have been murking niggas, bro.
My nigga.
That's like, why niggas was doing that. You had niggas was like, 21-year-old millionaire selling crack.
Bro.
Because why? It was like, why? Because everybody outside.
I was watching some interview with, I think, with Big U. Like, I don't know. I don't think you know who he is. If you,
you
do.
See me looking at you, right?
Yeah, Big U. He's a big homie of neighborhood. The Crips. Yeah. Him. But he they was trying to...
He's Adam Schefter of Crips. What?
Yeah, but now, like, he was explaining how, like back in the day, like, the cops didn't have
wait,
DNA.
You know
what you yeah. Because one of y'all said that shit a few weeks ago.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, me.
It was you?
Yeah, it was me.
He said I'm the Adam Schefter of the gang members. But nah, yeah, like Big U was explaining how like police Adam back in the day, they didn't have like DNA testing shit for like fingerprints or whatever. So like they couldn't DNA niggas or whatever. So niggas was getting that shit off and then shit switched up. And like that shit started fucking the game of it. And that shit was like backtracking on niggas. Like,
bro, like niggas was going like, to jail for shit they did 20 years ago because yeah. Niggas had forensics. Like,
say, yo. Can we use this on? You think we could use this on everything? Yeah.
That's my thing. It's like, there was literally an era where there was just mad serial killers. Like, just because niggas was, there was no way you were about to get caught. Like, you were good. Like, motherfucking Son of Sam ran shit up. Like, they didn't find that nigga. He had to tell on his damn self at the end of it. That's a damn shame. And it really just let me all know how fucking stupid cops are. Like, or not even stupid, because I'm not saying that I would be able to find the Son of Sam, but how stupid their job is. Their job is stupid because realistically, you're not preventing that nigga from doing anything. You're not a crime stopper. You're getting there. You're filling out paperwork just like I am.
You are an armed meter maid.
Literally. You pull up after you hear the girl scream, maybe, and then you fucking tell the news what just happened. on top of that, this is the 60s and you have no technology helping you at all. Of course I'm about to murder. Any I'm a cop, murderer.
Any cop that listens to this shit right now is like, yeah, but I bet you if you call 911, yes, nigga, we get it. Continue.
But you know what? I don't do that. I don't call 911.
Yeah, I call a family.
Because I'm not a bitch. Except for that time my grandfather was having a stroke. I called the ambulance. And y'all niggas are still late. Shit is crazy.
Them niggas do not be in a hurry, bro. Ambulances do not speed no more.
Niggas said, what zone is that? Oh,
nah, I just got you after this game.
He was like, oh, he's literally driving. I seen a nigga turn on their ambulance fucking turn on their sirens to get into a Popeyes line on Central Ave.
They do that shit all the time. Yo,
wait, what?
I was like,
that's the most nigga shit.
Bro, cops do not be, they don't be wanting to wait that red light, so they flash their lights on, go past.
Bro.
Like, they wait for the nigga to stop, they go past, and once they get past, they turn them shit on.
Bro, it's gotta be the easiest fucking job in America. Like, I rode past, you know those apartments that they building, what street is that? They building a bunch of new shits. But, it's like right by the exit that you try, by that gas station right there, right off Main Street. Mm-hmm. They have a cop just sitting in his car, like, outside of those, as if somebody's about to come steal the fucking building. Nigga, I used to do security. I could get a Soros and do what that nigga did. And then, and you have those niggas in there, like, oh, it's the most I fear for my life every time I go on my
niggas
post.
Niggas be like, you don't know what could happen at a traffic stop. Bro, you do. Me, you read the plate. You know who you're dealing with before,
bro,
you get
they
there.
They are the diet. Fucking domestic army, bro. Like, they don't really do shit.
Them niggas just make me think, like, how much is the army wilding? Like, nobody's watching those niggas. And the whole country is behind what those niggas are doing. You could get some debate over here about the cops. But here, about the army, niggas is riding for the
niggas. I was just watching a clip of a nigga. He was like, he was in Iraq and shit playing, like, basketball. And, like, he was playing basketball overseas and shit. And, like, the Iraqis over there, they fucked with him just because he was a nigga. Like, they ain't treat him bad just because he was American. But they was like, you a nigga. Like, we know you ain't doing the bombings and shit.
So like, they don't fuck with you.
But they was like, he's like, if you was white and you was out there, they was on your ass.
Bro, I believe.
Rightfully so.
They're like, you're not in power, but, like,
I feel like
shit got
to
go down.
Be like, the, you feel me, the overlying, just, like, if the rest of the world pays attention to America as much as I think they do, then they got to know that they don't fuck with niggas here. So, like, why you mad at us when we overseas?
Well, they don't fuck with niggas where they at neither.
I mean, yeah, but that's largely because of the white people that have infected the world with their anti-black shit. Like, you don't
I don't know. There's China's pretty Chinese, and them niggas don't like niggas.
But you got to think of where anti-blackness originated from. It, like, we ran shit before them niggas brought the beat back. And then everybody followed as white people say. Chinese motherfuckers really, at the end of the day, just be trying to be as close to whiteness as they can be.
That's a fact.
Them niggas just running the world and then just, like, folded crazy.
Who, niggas?
The Chinese.
The Mongolians.
Oh. What?
Yeah. Everybody's had a run, though.
Our run, yo, when our Drake run over, that shit gonna be crazy.
I just wish I got to be, like, alive for black, like, niggas runs. Because, like...
Yeah, niggas runs.
Like
niggas.
Shit was different.
I want to be alive for, like, the day that, like, 50 Cent is, like, the richest nigga in the world and, like, facilitates armies that free Haiti and shit like that.
Or die trying.
Yeah. Essentially. Let that nigga be the new Nat Turner.
Intro to pop, bro. You just blew my shit.
Or die trying.
The dead chin.
Yeah, wait.
I'm gonna save everybody on this plane.
Well, we're 29 minutes on the dot. And it is episode 88, right?
Shout out Dez Bryant one time.
Yes, sir.
No.
Yes.
There you go.
It's not even good.
Him too. That's cool.
I yeah, gangs, him. Episode 88 and the Regulation Dez Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Shake.
Boop Nuke.
Oh, it's your boy, Mr. Buffalo. My bad.
Monsieur Bouzin. Suck.
Monsieur Bouzin. What's some bullshit? I know.
It's off his bird. Alright, cool. You know, I can't.
Like, why is it silent?
Yeah, right. Noah's here. Y'all know him already.
Refer to me solely as Thick Dick.
press the button. We're done.
That's it.
press the red button.
That's 29 minute pod shit. 29. That was a
many points. So like no intro.
BDT is here too, by the way.
What does that stand for?
That's Bert. Yeah, if you ask Bert, big dick tickle.
Okay.
And you just referred yourself as what?
Yo, what?
A thick dick.
Where is this going?
I called myself thick dick.
Where is this going?
Wait, that's what it stands for?
No, that's what it stands for.
Where is this going? Why would you refer to that like that?
It was on Xbox one day.
What made you say that?
That's a crazy verse. All 16.
We was on Xbox one day and then Bert was just...
That was 24 bars.
What BDT stand for? Big dick tickler?
Everybody, bro.
I would have never put that shit on air.
Yo, Bert, you're a disturbed young man.
That's a fact.
Just to get that off real quick, you are a disturbed young man. I don't think you have to at this point. It's cool. Let's just get into it.
Whatever it's gonna be, I guess it just is.
Yeah. What can I say to change anything? This predates me.
It's above me now.
Don't change shit up for me.
I'm switching that shit up.
Niggas just sitting on black couches talking about BDTs. Like, let's move on. Man.
Yeah, can we talk about something black and white right now? But Lotto is selling her panties online, bro, and that shit is on eBay for $95,000.
No way, bro.
What kind of transition was that?
Yeah, bro, because I don't want to keep talking about that shit, nigga. I'd rather talk about Lotto right now, bro. Y'all talking about some bullshit. I'd rather talk about this bullshit. The fuck? I chose better bullshit.
If your bullshit, it's my bullshit. And my bullshit.
It's really up there? That's crazy.
Somebody's going to buy it. That's really, they really just...
Because they tried to play her, act like she was wearing the same, like, wearing the same drawers and shit.
Nah, they just money laundering in public.
Man,
somebody gonna buy that.
I know a nigga somewhere in this country or this world hopes that she was wearing the same ones, and that when they hit eBay, they are the very same ones that she hopefully was wearing for 2 weeks.
Yeah, man, come to 2 weeks. I don't like smells.
And his name rhymes with Flyler. Shover.
Man, I don't know that guy.
You don't like smells? What you mean, bro? You're a chef.
Yeah, you're not smelling my food,
smell
nigga.
Food, nigga.
Nigga, if you don't take a whiff of this pot, nigga.
You can't smell some, a little bit of
weeks,
pussy, bro.
2 weeks of draws, bro.
That's good. The way you be disgusting.
Panties look
at
like this.
Look at you.
Your panties look like
like mac and cheese. Stole from mac and draws.
Nigga,
this
is crazy.
I hate niggas.
Panties look like crushed grabbers.
Like steak.
Oh my god.
Steak and grease.
Hey, yo.
Salisbury
like the bottom of the air fryer.
Just Salisbury steak chilling, bubbling.
The hungry man.
Hamburger helper.
Niggas is crazy.
No, what's the gravy they used to have on them little ass steaks on the Danimal shit? The kid cuisine.
Yo, TV dinners was flagrant because they really just made niggas cook everything at the same temperature. Yo, it was a brownie, mac and cheese, some peas, chicken fingers, and some fries.
I'm not gonna lie, you had to pick what was gonna be cool, bro.
Yeah.
Literally,
like, cause it was never gonna happen, bro. Either something was gonna be super overcooked,
and if you took one out, the bitch nothing cooked evenly.
Yeah,
and if you wanted your protein warm, everything else was gonna have to be overcooked.
Yeah.
It's just what it had to be. Yeah.
That's a fact.
What?
If you wanted your... I didn't want to say your...
Protein. No, protein.
Your protein.
Yeah.
If you wanted it warm.
No, I'm just saying.
If you wanted it up to your standards. If you wanted your meat
cooked.
What's
crazy is it was never going to be crispy neither.
Then you left the crib, woke up in the morning, ate some animal crackers and some apple juice at school.
I'm not going to lie. I starved myself at school. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I literally couldn't look at what but I'm just one of those, I will really starve before I sit there and eat some bullshit. Like, when I went to jail, I didn't look at that shit.
I was
doing straight push-ups waiting to get bailed out. Like, nah, hey, there's no fucking way. There is no way.
Because, yo, in my head,
hella ice chips out the motherfucking sink. I'm sorry.
in our head, once I eat the food, I'm here now. Like
I'm like, nah, I can't eat this piece of bread that they wrapped in plastic for me.
Like I literally, it was like, yo, I had
but you've been the saltine
crackers that came in. Oh, I was trading niggas those. I was like, yo, you can have everything on the tray. So let me get the crackers, bro. Because I know that wasn't made in here.
Yeah, yeah, see, I'm trying my best in there.
What the fuck? I never knew this.
Yeah, nah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I got caught in Milltown with under a gram.
Wow. Nigga, you better go get that expunged or something.
Oh, yeah, nah, I mean.
I'm like, nigga, I need my record back.
Been in jail before, cuz?
I was holding.
I was central booking.
I don't know what that means, but I was a whole
same shit, bro.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Don't talk to me like that.
He said, no, I wasn't comfortable there. So. I didn't learn the terminology.
No, I kept calling my cellmate. I kept calling my roommate. I'm like, yeah, my roommate. Oh, right. Nah. Like, you treat the shit just like can't, but you couldn't leave.
He's like, oh, you would stab me. Gotcha. I walked in that bitch, and I'm like, mind you, I'm trying to, like, my shit was kind of crazy, so I'm thinking, like, damn, they're really about to send my ass down the river. So I'm walking there. I'm like, all right, they can't send me to jail if I'm crazy. First, I get to that bitch. I'm like, yo, I think I'm about to kill myself, man. I don't know, dog. I don't know. Thinking, huh?
Them niggas like, oh, yeah?
Them niggas sent me right to the bunks. I'm on a dorm with just some niggas smashing his head into the fucking wall. I don't think he was crazy. I think he was just mad. Another nigga was having the most, like, sad conversation I ever heard on the phone with his baby mother. Like, yo, I swear to God, if you just bail me out, like, I ain't gonna be on that bullshit no more.
She was fed up.
I'm like, she's not coming to get you,
and
buddy.
He knows she got the bread.
Yeah. I was like, bro, she's not coming through those doors, bro. I'm sorry.
Like, that gotta be like going to the pet clinic, like where the shelter and shit, and just looking at the dogs.
And then looking away. Be like,
Yo, that's some foul shit to just go visit them niggas. Like,
you should do that at an orphanage at this point in your life. That's way more foul.
That's crazy.
Just look a child in the face like, oh, this one's perfect for here. Orphanage.
I'm trying to pick me a Calvin Cambridge.
This one's perfect for you. No, you're nuts.
Looks, you ever seen the Family Guy skit where the nigga, he was like, he gets the orphan as a puppy and all his toys in the fucking car. He's like, you just gotta open the door, buddy. Come on. And he locked
the door.
Oh my God, bro.
He got the orphan out the shit banging on the window.
Tell him the orphanage. Oh my God.
That has to be the worst kind of life that you
Oh, this one's
in
perfect.
America. An orphan? Yeah, no, an orphan? Like, not your parents died an orphan, but like, they were like, nah, I'm good. I can't, nah. Like, you got dropped off at a fire station orphan. Not like, all right, parents tragically died. There was some ice on the road and a trucker hit them.
Trigger warning.
In light of the conversation, we can't. Yes, this is very funny, but there's probably somebody
trigger
somewhere
warning.
That potentially was triggered by what we just said. We're sorry.
Trigger warning.
Now continue.
I'm not.
Noah's not a member of this podcast.
I'm not. So I don't have to be sorry.
Yo, all jokes aside.
I feel like whatever your situation is in life, if you haven't made a joke out of it at this point in time, you're probably a very sad person.
That's also true.
Everybody has their things. Some people are orphans.
What he said?
Yeah, I heard him. But
this nigga said or dead.
But that's true.
That's a fact. I was going to say that, but I didn't want to say that. I was going to say you probably killed yourself or you're probably a miserable person en route to doing so.
Press it again.
Yeah, please press it.
Trigger warning.
Jesus. Again.
Look, and everybody has their thing. Some people are orphans. Some people don't, you know, ain't happy about their weight. I got a little dick. Like, everything is, you feel me? It's all copacetic.
Yo, shout out Tori. I love you.
Yo, actually, big shout out to Tori.
Yeah.
We love you on this podcast.
Lent?
No.
Oh, no. No. Hell no.
Why?
I don't know any other I'm sorry. I didn't
shout out Ivy Aesthetics.
Yeah.
Huh? Who is that?
If you know, you know.
Nah.
Nah, it's
in front of the show.
Nah, homie Tori, she has a, I want to call it, it's not lifestyle, it's not wellness. man, she do body creams and scrubs and all types of shit, man. Get your skin, fire. Get your skin good, man. That shit.
Got you smelling like
champagne showers. I
bought
that shit.
Yo, but you got that off, cause man, oh man. I was squinting at you.
That's Drake.
I know. Didn't like that.
That's Drake. That's what I was saying. That's Drake.
Yeah, that's that nigga.
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row.
Yo. Back to back.
There has to be a different term than body cream. It's just not a good
term. It's a body butter.
Body butter.
It's not a good term either. Just makes me think of like excretions.
Just being lathered up.
Yeah, like it makes me think of like, you know, titty flap discharge more than like butters and creams. It just makes me seem, it just makes me think of like a long jog by like, you know, a very sweaty person.
Yeah, I mean, what can you do about it?
No, I'm not hating. I just feel like, you know,
people, guys, if you can't tell, like we don't have a topic list.
I feel like people in that industry.
I'm actually looking at the topic list right now, but I like two of these.
You like my late additions?
Yeah.
Somebody got to do it. I'm fucking back, ass.
Why niggas acting like body cream wasn't on there already, though?
Why was cream on body?
All right, so.
Because people don't want to have kids, bro.
Right, so.
If you could do something.
I mean, you're talking to the wrong nigga.
That's a fact.
That's I'm a fact. Fucking wildin'. Cream in body.
This nigga go to the club with an AR-15 just ready.
That's crazy.
Like, damn, nigga.
Marry my wife.
Let that be a topic. Condoms, my God, nigga. Yeah. You can't keep getting away with it.
Let's do it. What's y'all favorite brand?
Hoop noob. Oh, condoms? Because I haven't worn a condom in like... Condom.
Exactly. Conversation over. What was you saying?
You said 3 years.
I can't wear condoms.
I ain't wear condoms.
I'm not
like
inquiring.
Okay, listen, get a coochie.
I'm not even about to inquire on that.
He was like, I can't wear condoms.
He said...
You're allergic?
You know they make lying? Other... What are
they
you allergic to?
They got sheepskin coats?
Lamb? Yeah, what's some shit like?
You better put some aluminum foil on your dick, nigga.
Shit up, nigga. Better get it. The roll and just grab that shit, bro. Shit gonna like booty call in here, bro.
Yeah. Hey,
yeah. Nigga, get your ass in a leaf sock, nigga.
Driving condoms is crazy.
Yeah. That's wicked.
Nike Tech condoms.
Nah, you gotta get the Under Armour. It's breathe easy.
Wait, is the Under Armour slogan protect this house?
I put the Nike Tech on.
Oh, wow.
I put the Nike Tech on my.
Wow. I'm mad that shit was connected, bro. Like.
What's that, Braun and D-Wave?
Yo.
Ball just a yawn.
Yeah. Oh shit! This one.
Yeah, if you're allergic to condoms, you are not allergic to paying a lot for child support.
Last time
I don't
like
know.
2013. I think.
That's Can I be honest with y'all?
That's rough.
I wore one condom in my life.
Just one.
Never did again.
There's a very, very stark difference.
What do you mean? I mean to say that I've only had sex with a condom once in my life is what I mean to say. If that's I thought that was like a
contrast. I think mine is less than.
I mean, five I could. Times. I think
or seven.
So okay. I actually got myself scared out of condoms. Like I couldn't stay hard in a condom, so I was just like, no, same. I'm never about to go through this embarrassment again.
That's why you're in a predicament you're in now, bro. Talking about some same.
I know.
Yeah, you gotta
it's
do something.
It's not like I have three baby moms. I'm not like just out here, you know.
Nah,
wild.
2 for 3 ain't bad, bro. That's not bad, bro. But it's you got 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all blessings though. You feel me?
Yeah.
But 3 is 3. 3 is crazy.
Like being a nigga that takes care of his 3 kids. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Like, I know this nigga's out here with 3 that's not stressing. That's just like, I got 3 kids.
So, yeah,
this nigga, like, I got 3 kids.
Niggas be like,
my babe, my ass on this couch. I go to work. Right. I got three kids, nigga.
My babe moms, you feel me? She hold it down.
Some niggas like, yeah, I'm high as shit. I got three kids.
Nah, if you was a scumbag, cause I would not hang with you. I'm not even gonna hold you.
I don't know any people that do.
I mean, honestly, do we know if you're not yet?
Yeah, yeah, it is still time.
It's like it's too early for the third. It's so like the third serve, one been here like, for like 3 days. Like, let's give it some time.
It's like I could jump out at any moment. Any moment I could just be like,
I ain't feeling this no more.
Like, he's not the mom. The nigga can leave whenever.
Hey, yo, all right, no, no, I ain't no.
Brother, he can. Ahead. I'm not saying he should or will. He can. Nigga said, nah, the vibes are off. I'm
You're having a free trial for your kids.
Niggas 90 days in, like, I want a paternity test, you know?
You know what? I don't know. Something's not right.
I was just thinking, like, over these past 13 months or so, like, who's ready to be a parent at all, right? You know, I'm already.
You keep the receipt.
Call the stork right now.
Yeah, that receipt is the most humbling receipt you'll ever get in your phone.
I don't want to ever see that.
Oh, it's not my name.
Oh, good. So you are a scumbag.
That's why I just looked at him like that, bro.
So, like, raise your hands if your dad has good credit, everybody.
That shit's wild. You're the parent. Did you know that the parent that goes into the hospital with the child is the one that gets the bill?
Well, I'll tell you who's going to get there first on my day. I'm going to be stuck in traffic.
Like, no, like literally, like, all right, so boom. Say right now.
I'm mad at me, like, baby, I'm stuck in traffic. I'm on the way.
Say right now, like, you have a child or whatever. Like, if I got to take TJ to the hospital, if I take TJ to the hospital, it's my bill.
Wait, if you what to the hospital?
The one that checks in the child gets the bill. It's just the one that signs the papers.
Nigga, we would be playing musical chairs for that shit. I mean, like, look, gang.
Anybody got a pen?
Don't let me have had, like, a baby mother that, like I don't fuck with.
See, we don't know if Noah's a scumbag yet either.
No, we know I'm a scumbag.
He has a high probability of being a scumbag.
But, like, I'm only a scumbag to people I don't, like, fuck with. Like,
that's not really a scumbag, then.
I feel like it is. I feel like there's a human community that people should abide by. I'm just not in a place to do so. I try to let people cross the street and shit like that. I'll give a homeless nigga some money or whatever, but I'm not, you know.
In this economy?
I'm not about to. Yeah, I'll give a homeless. I feel like, you know, bro, niggas need it more than me.
Chicken's the same price as a gallon of gas.
The turnpike tolls went
up. That shit's 2 for 15.
I drive through that shit without, you know.
Oh, yeah. Can I get to pay online?
No, I don't do that either. I just drive. I don't have an easy pass, and I just go through the easy pass lane.
I was one of them, and I became one of you. Right? Them shits just keep coming to my crib because that shit changed color.
Easy blue, pass, right?
Blue, orange. I get some from New York now. Them shits be orange. The whole.
I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. I don't know where those niggas think I live, but I don't get any of those. I'm just in the Bermuda Triangle. I don't know where the fuck.
Nah, I definitely do pay online slips now.
Cause let them niggas send me anything. Wait. $50.
You be like, paying them?
Nah, all the time. I just started paying them shits, bro. Like, I just started paying them.
Yo,
I probably go with easy.
Yo,
pass,
the first time I seen a nigga do that, I was like, wait.
I've been taking these.
I was like, yo, wait, what'd you do?
These $50. He's like, okay. Shit, bro.
He was like, yo, you could just pay online. I said, when they drop that, when iOS come out.
My thing is, like, it's 23. It's 2023. Fuck paying on. I should be able to Apple Pay my fucking toll.
No, point, we don't want that. Why because not? Then there's no reason you can't pay the toll.
Yes, there is. I'm still broke. The fuck? Bro, my account's in the negative.
Bro, you want to see your card
decline? Think if I didn't have change in my car.
Seeing your card decline for 35 cents or some shit is crazy.
It's not as crazy as you and make it sound,
niggas,
actually.
Niggas is like, oh, you can't boo-boo? All
right, bro. Niggas be fucked up out here sometimes, bro. And
Jersey will look you right in your face.
I'm going to keep it a beam, bro. It was one time I was fucked up bad, bro, but I had to put some gas in my car. I was like 19. I put like $2.62 in my car because, like, it was like a Wednesday because I didn't get paid until Friday, bro. I was doing bad. I'm like, damn, I got to put this gas in my car. I got food in the crib, so I'm good. I just need a little bit of gas in my car. Feel me? I had a little G-Rod.
Sometimes you just need a little.
Yeah.
You really do just need a little sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm driving with no bar right now because I know I just got to go back up the street after this.
Wait, with no bar?
No bar. There's no bar there. There's no bar from that E to that F. There is nothing. I am on fumes. And I drove somewhere today already. So if I'm on Main Street with it, if y'all niggas see me on Main Street getting pimped out for my rims.
Shout out to my job, cuz. Hold me down.
Why? Niggas pay for the gas? That's tough.
But nah, like, I don't know. I feel like, as somebody that has like two baby mothers. Shut up. As somebody with two baby mothers, like, I'm sure there's one you fuck with more. You don't have to confirm or deny that right now.
Ask the question, bro. This
you don't have to confirm or deny that right now. Or at all, really. But if you did fuck with one more than the other, would that affect how much you fuck with that one's kid as pertains to the other? Because I see that
they
a lot.
All mine, they're all my kids. So at the end of the day, it's not like... It's not
I'm
like,
with you. It's but not I see like a lot of niggas... I ask that because I see a lot of niggas like... They'll not to group you in niggas. I just don't know if it's like a fatherly thing.
No, the way,
but
the
like
way
I see niggas, it, they'll like a girl, or they'll have a kid with one girl. They don't end up together, or whatever. And then the girl that they actually with or whatever end up having a kid with, and they stay with. That's the I'm locked in with the family type shit. I just got another kid on the side type shit.
Yo, that
I know you know some niggas.
Treat that nigga like a phone clip.
As he should.
Keep your child over there. Yo, nah, realistically, the only thing that makes that would affect that realistically is the parenting relationship. So a lot.
So if you could still hit or not, essentially.
Nah, that's wild. Actually, I have to stop doing that like immediately. Like that was one of the things I learned. It's like, yeah, nah, I can't do this because it interferes. I feel you. Yeah.
About to say,
like, please stop doing it for six of these niggas.
Like, nigga said, now you want to.
Nigga want to be mature now. It's crazy.
But now, like, it just
three college, you know, tuitions later.
Being a solid parent, it's like, all right, cool. Can we get along as human beings just for this? Because that's the extent of our relationship right now. We had the part where we were together, where we enjoyed our space, where we were, you know, whatever it is that we were at that time. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like. It even has to be revisited. So I don't hate you. Unless, you know, obviously if the situation was that, yeah. I don't hate you. I can be in your space. We can have a conversation, whatever. Like, certain things obviously are going to be more sore subjects than others because, like, at the end of the day, we young people. The kids are, like, under five. So, like, things are very new still. And over time, things will change.
Yeah, but, I can do the math.
If you can...
Somebody's unhappy. Two baby moms, somebody's mad or was mad at some point in time.
But nah, like you look at it from a standpoint, it's like, all right, like you're a good person. Let's leave it. Sure. Like wherever our differences were, we can leave that out. If we can leave that out, I don't hate you because I hate the way our situation turned out in reality.
Yeah.
Like, if you can be mature about the situation and look at it from a standpoint, it's like, damn, I don't like the way this turned out. I don't like these parts of you. I don't have to deal with those parts of you.
You see, that's why I think I'm not mature enough to be a dad yet.
You're not. Because you're not mature enough because you're just not a dad. As soon as some shit start being about, like, something other than you, like, as men, it changed everything that we're about. Because now,
I might
like,
just be too
fathom.
Self-centered to be a dad.
Yeah, right now. But that shit happened, I feel like that shit happened, as soon as you, it's like, yo, like.
But like, is there a limit to that, like, that forgiveness, like that, like my, I'm thinking, I say I'm not mature enough, not saying, of course, not insinuating or saying that you've been through this, but I say I'm not mature enough because of this shit. I know homies that, like, they got to be cool with baby moms because the kid, I get it, then the baby moms, fuck. They homie, then the baby moms fuck they op, then the baby moms fucking they dad. Like, it's like, how much can a nigga take?
But guess what?
Before I just don't fuck with you, and I just come get my, just send my kid outside, please. Like, I don't want to look you in
but
the face.
But at the end of the day, it's like, wow. Like, you, once you, when you get to a space where, like, no other human being can really affect, like, it's like, I can see you trying from a mile away. You trying to get my attention. Everything that you just listed, all the things that they have in common are that one person. is surrounded. You can't have me, so you want to be able to have. You want to be so involved, invested in my time and my life that you have to like.
You fuck that nigga. Ops. I told you, I hate.
You have to do all those things. I told you I don't like that nigga. Just because you want to get back at me. Whatever pain it is that you feel, you want somebody else to feel that. So then you can, like what they say, misery loves company. You want somebody to be there with you. I can't be there with you. I'm not.
We're not. Does that make you a bad dad?
Nah. Like, it's at the end of the day, it's like, yo,
you look at. I think Twitter would say you should be there for your baby mother and her misery, or else you're not a good dad.
Well, Twitter's the worst place to get ideas. That's a fact. But no, like at the end of the day, it's like, yo, if that's the person you choose to be, you gotta choose to be that person. Though.
I'd be like, damn, like.
But what is he? What is? What did you win? It's like,
I mean,
what did that? Did that nigga win?
Coming from my perspective, no, he doesn't win. Exactly. But I'm saying, like, damn, like if you're just loses. Making my child lose, like. What but, the fuck? Like, why does my child have to grow up? And because
but all those things, none you, of those things, like affect
my child's
the child.
Mom is an eater now. None that does affect him.
None of those things affect the child.
That does affect him. He's gonna go.
Unless he
Kim
knows.
K's kids are gonna go to school one day, and you know, I don't believe in the concept of a hoe. I do believe that people can be assholes about things, and that it affects children. So somebody's kids are gonna go to school one day, and they're gonna see their mom's OnlyFans, and they're not gonna know how to.
There's no. Way
reconcile
that people,
with that, or,
but there's no way that the people making those decisions in life and choosing to bring children into aren't aware of the situation that they're putting their kids
you
in.
Think all of them are aware? You think all of them even care?
You know, let me tell you why. We don't see it looking from the outside because it's our morals and it's things we look at and just in our kind of on the perspective of I don't fuck with that. It couldn't be me. It couldn't be me. It couldn't be me. But at the end of the day, it's people who are porn stars who, like, they children have some rough middle school years and high school years. I'm sure of it.
Which are formative years.
But they, like, at the end of the day, like, they still have children. They still have lives. They still become functioning members of society. Shit a little difficult. And, again, in them trying times. But at the end of the day, like, this too shall pass. So it's like, if that's – there's no way that those people aren't going to teach their kids, like, yo, at the end of the day, like – I came from a time where, like, mommy and daddy could get on camera and be millionaires, and you live the life that you do because mommy and daddy fucked on camera. Realistically. And now I don't have to work. And now we own an apartment complex. And we do this, we do that. And I did this for 5 years, and I don't do it no more. But guess what? You go to such and such, such and such prep. And some people said this, Y, X, Y, and Z about you. What you want me to apologize for that? I can't pull this off the internet. I can't do this. I can't do that. At the end of the day,
the emotional toll that shit take on that would take on the kid, bro, is probably like that shit would shape them into.
Sex therapy for the children is gonna be crazy in the next generation. Niggas is gonna need all types of therapy from fucking
shit, our generation.
Yeah, it's just fucking
our generation
overloaded.
Needed that shit, bro. Porn is like the number one addiction in the world, bro.
Yeah, the internet is the worst thing to happen to impulse ever. The internet is like I still don't know. I think the internet might be the worst thing that ever happened to humanity.
I disagree.
What's worse besides Christianity?
How you say that?
That nigga's spitting.
How you say that? How do you say? How do you take away the answer that was worse than the answer?
Because, I mean, I think they're equal at this point. I mean, Christianity is like, the way I look at it, Christianity and, you know, most Western European religion, it's this kind of thing that works on itself to manipulate people, whereas like social media can be used actively and directly to
social media is bad. The internet is not.
I mean,
I'll take social media. I will give you social media. It's probably one of the worst.
I mean, I'd say social media is worse than like just the umbrella of the internet. But I think the internet's positive things, like the information being at your fingertips. We all know, blah, 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 blah. But there's also misinformation at your fingertips. There's also the fucking black market. There's also fucking Reddit chats where niggas plan school shootings and shit like that. Like, I don't think we were ever meant to just sit there and be able to ingest people's worst thoughts on a day-to-day basis.
See as many people's thoughts, bro.
Like, for me to sit there and know what the fuck you are thinking about the same topic
or five different topics. That shit is maddening.
And people are weak.
And then in between
too.
All that, there's ass on the timeline. Like what the fuck?
People weak mentally too, because like group thinking will have a motherfucker like, all right, I'm gonna just think like these niggas because that's how everybody else is thinking. That shit will fuck you up if you've never been strong enough to think how. Like a lot of kids do that shit because it's like you don't know any better. You gotta live. You gotta like grow a little older. Like start to like gain your own stance on things.
I think the weirdest shit about it is like just watching like how it doesn't stop. Like,
yeah,
motherfuckers, you got all of Twitter acting like, I don't know, name a fucking topic, just acting like niggas is rich. Like acting like niggas aren't, like we can
somebody
Google these statistics.
$200 dates?
I mean, sure.
Yo, that'll set.
Y'all niggas were just disputing if Panera was a date or not. That's in my budget, but.
You better get this pick too, baby.
Like, what the fuck? I'm saving for, I don't know how many things I'm saving for, but.
I'm saving for the IRS right now.
But like. It's just I don't know what's scarier about groupthink. It's like is it the fact that people can be scared into thinking something else that they maybe necessarily don't believe, but just don't want to, you know, stand the backlash for? And I'm not talking about like, you know, clearly problematic things. I think people that do that are just trying to get responses. That's the way I look at shit.
It'd be
that.
The influence of like whoever they following, like, or whoever got the thought. Like, whoever got the influence, that shit is power to them when it comes to social media. So they going to be like, all right, this nigga thinking that shit. It's like, this nigga got all this power because he got the following. He getting all the retweets and likes for this shit. And he going to be like, all right, I should think like this.
Let me word my tweets like his. Let me talk on the topics. Like, there's Twitter lingo. That shit is kind of crazy. Like, all these people from the South, West, fucking East, whatever the fuck, we all say, oh, that's insane. Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious. Nah, da 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 with the da is crazy. Da-da-da-da. We have like fucking podcast lingo because the internet just got everybody so fucking centralized. It's like, I mean, I'm not going to say you don't have like regional sounds and music or anything like that anymore, but you got motherfuckers copying it a lot more because they ain't even got to go outside of their house to see what they surroundings sound like anymore. They just got to get on the internet and... See, Memphis got a sound this year. Detroit got a sound this year. Especially now you got New Jersey niggas TikTok making Detroit too. Music.
Especially with TikTok, too. That shit just adding more.
The Chinese
might have
been right, man.
Nah, they were right, bro.
You gotta. Them niggas knew what they was doing, bro. Yo. Niggas unleashed that shit on, and this is my completely, probably untrue conspiracy theory, but those niggas unleashed that shit on us because they know Americans are fucking idiots. And that's about it.
Yo. So it's crazy that we just having the conversation that we have because I finally watched. I'm one of those people that I don't like try like Bird Box. I still haven't seen Bird Box. Everybody started talking about trying to something. If I was interested in it, I'm like, I don't like to be the one that's like. Okay.
He's one of those guys. Yeah. Everybody.
So like I get to it in my own time. Like usually I'm behind on.
Nigga, it came out like 6 years ago. Cause
I'm not talking about Bird Box. That's what I'm talking about. So I finally watched the new Matrix movie.
Oh, I didn't see that.
That's a new one.
Matrix Resurrections. Yeah, it's a fourth one.
Oh, yeah. They come.
You classified that as something that everybody was just dying to see that you didn't have to see yet?
Well,
I ain't hear nobody talk about that fucking movie.
Well, like, if you're a fan of that series.
I feel like the fans of the series, I mean, I wouldn't call myself a fan, but I feel like fans of the series always hear it's like a similar to like a Godfather thing, like don't watch that one, don't watch the third one or some shit like that.
So a lot of people didn't like it because it strays away from kind of the way, it was basically like if the Matrix happened today and it was like the way that they kind of like did it. And I was like, to me it was an interesting concept. You know, they took Neo's life, the Matrix movies that we saw and like, the Matrix had like kind of revamped and like essentially he was a regular person, but they made him like
an influencer.
They made him a game designer. Close. He was a game designer.
This nigga was PewDiePie. He turned this nigga to Chris Smooth.
He was a game designer and all three of the Matrix movies was the games. So the Matrix was a video game.
I hate shit like that.
But
I could see why. I could see where you would appreciate. But I like. Did you see the Knives Out movie?
Nah, but I've heard about it.
I hate shit like that. Like where there's like mad events, but like it's like a detective thing. So like at the end of the movie, they walked back all these events. Like, oh, she's not really dead, and she's really the twin, and all that. I hate shit like that.
It was kind of like that, but it was just like, you know, it get. For me, it's like I'm waiting to see how. I personally think the John Wicks and the Matrix are connected.
I haven't seen John Wicks yet.
None of them?
No. I was actually just saying the other day. I was actually just saying the other day. I gotta. I don't know. People swear by them as like, and I love a good action movie. Don't get me wrong.
Bro, it's not, bro.
I just saw Taken like the first time a year ago.
Yeah, me neither. I never seen Taken.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about them.
Wait.
I tried
that nigga was kicking ass all movie.
I tried to watch John Wick, bro. And
I ain't seen niggas trying to watch it
like 2 in the morning though, so I'll be falling asleep. But it, that shit still ain't as far as like how it start off, bro. Yeah, the nigga dog got killed and he started turning up.
That's all I know about the movie is that the nigga's dog.
So like
died.
Jada is right because like they make it so, like such a simple thing, and but like if you really like pay attention to the movie. Like it very much so mirrors that sort of universe, the John Wick.
So you can, so this I is kind of unrelated, but you can watch like Keanu Reeves on screen and like with a straight face.
Bro, I enjoy the movies, bro.
But like you, like he's obviously a central part of those movies. Like you can see him on screen and like not get mad.
Yeah.
Wow.
One thing I would say, I seen him like training for that shit. Like he really put the work in for the movies, but
I hate that nigga. Shit,
damn, what the fuck you do?
I've never heard anybody say that before.
You've never heard anybody say, "Hey, Keanu Reeves."
Hell no.
What?
You're the first person.
It's because y'all are
unproblematic, bro. He ain't never been in nothing. He made Hardball, so he good with me forever.
Yo, and like some tragic shit happened to that nigga, like. So well, I'm gonna look it up. I want to hear why you're
some tragic your shit happened to him. Some tragic shit happened to Jennifer Hudson. What the fuck? Like tragic shit happened to me yesterday. I mean, you want to see me in movies? Fuck. You want to see 9/11 victims in movies? I don't.
I got you on my podcast. It's the least I can do.
Yeah, you did that because you know how my life's going. No, you invited me over to play Madden.
We know how that went.
All right, buddy.
This guy here.
I mean, not really. I've been winning the series as of late.
No, not as of late. You're on a bad streak now, bro.
No, I beat you the last time we played.
It's okay.
Shake, I beat you the last time we played. For real, I can show you the text from the last night we played online.
How many games did we play?
We played three.
And you won one of them?
No, I didn't. I won two of them.
Okay, but the day before that, how many did you win?
I won one.
Right, we won three.
No, you won
two. The all-time record is not in your favor. It's close, though.
I'm saying it's getting very close.
You've gotten better. But ever since you went on Twitter and talked that shit.
You acknowledged that I was ass back in the times that you were beating me, though.
Right.
So, like...
I've been always telling you that you were ass.
But you don't say that anymore.
So now you admit that you were ass?
I mean, why would I admit that in the moment? What the fuck?
Self-awareness.
Am I a loser?
Self-awareness.
Kobe sucked when he was 19. That nigga was still airballing game winner.
I literally would not play 2K with niggas. I'd be like, yo, I'm ass.
I've never said I was ass in a video game, bro. I'm just going to play and try to beat you.
Nah, I know what I'm good at. I know what I'm not.
But you don't play me in 2K. If I'm going to play you in... But I'm saying, like, if I'm going to play you in something, why would I... Hey, I'm ass, bro. Don't you... I hate niggas like that. Yeah, I'm ass. You happy as hell. You beating me. Ha. Like, no, nigga, I got on the sticks.
I'm ass and I'm not playing. Like... I would never do that.
Yeah, take your ball and go home. Nice.
I'm not even going to take my ball home. You can use it.
Oh, that's weird.
So you're a cuck.
That's weird. He said, I'm not even going to take my ball home. Nigga,
just
what?
Watch the game.
Nigga said, hey, bro, bring my ball back when you leave. Hey, bro, get the fuck out of here.
Like, yo, 345 main. Could you? But yeah, Keanu Reeves sucks, bro. That nigga's not a good actor. I don't want to see that nigga on screen. I don't want to see, like, mad, like, I have no tolerance for white mediocrity, unless it's, like, Seth Rogen. Yeah.
I mean.
He gets the pass?
I'll give him a pass.
Because of Pineapple Express?
That's not even my favorite movie of his. Honest, I like his performance in I liked him best in fucking what the fuck is? I liked him best in 40-Year-Old Virgin. That's where that nigga was hilarious to me.
I don't even remember that shit.
40-Year-Old Virgin. That's like the first movie. The first movie I saw with any of those niggas in there.
I'm saying I know the movie, but I don't remember like the whole.
Yeah, his shit. I like Zach and Miri Make a Porno. That was funny.
I've seen that shit once before.
Never saw that one.
That shit came out like 06 or some shit.
Sausage Party had me fucking lost. I didn't know what was going on.
Yo, what?
Have you seen This Is the End with like all of them?
Yo.
That shit was hilarious.
Crazy Jam.
That shit is hilarious.
Yo, nah, but Sausage Party though, wild movie. And then they get to the end though. Stupid.
You can spoil it, bro. I'm not gonna watch this.
Nah, I'm like
they're making a part two.
Everybody should see that for the first time.
Like they're making a part two.
Raw.
Excuse me.
Raw.
Because they having sex with food in the movie. That's what it is.
Raw. Yeah.
Well, the movie is it's like the main character is a hot dog, whose love interest is a bun. So he's trying to get the buns essentially. Trying to lay down in her, so, have her split herself open and lay down.
So it's Booty Call, but with food that's animated.
It's way better than Booty Call.
One, let's relax.
There's nothing to relax about, brother.
It's like Day After Tomorrow meets Booty Call meets like animated movie or something.
That you even said that, bro. I might have to watch that now. Bro.
Like, it's like imagine if like every time you went grocery shopping, that was like 9/11 for groceries.
I'll just say this: the scene. Where
yo, what? I'm saying for the groceries.
Yo, it's
the basis of the movie.
The wildest...
You going grocery shopping is like 9/11 for groceries.
Yeah, no bullshit.
They all alive. Yeah.
Yo, yeah.
Yeah.
The wildest character in the movie though.
Who?
Who's it? You seen Killer's Party? You seen it?
Yeah.
It's just me and him that seen it. Yo, the douche.
I say the Arab, whatever the fuck it was, but
the douche.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he was a douche.
Yo, he the douche character. Yo,
he's like, yo, I'm gonna fucking douche, man. What the fuck do you think?
He's like, hey, I'm a douche. when I tell you, it is the wildest. Yo, yo, I'm on. This has been episode 88 of the Regulation Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Shane.
Keanu Reeves sucks.
Boop noob.
Signing off like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, cuz we ain't even asked a question. I wanted that.
All right, Mr. Wanted to ask a question. We're going to ask a question. Where we at?
What was it, bro? You had some shit on top of this, cuz.
I did, bro. I can't.
How you
like,
cook up? How you
bro,
cook
the
up
douche, cook? The douche really was wilding, bro. He was wilding, bro. He was wilding, bro. He was really wilding. All right, wait. All right, now we're going to hit a couple of these. We're going to hit a couple of these. I'm sorry.
I'm fine.
Yeah, all right, boom. Yo, if you could only do something once more for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Like one more time? Or?
Like, you can only do it once. So meaning like, it's your first and only time experiencing it. So like, sex, your first time driving.
I'm not choosing that.
First time, like, it's the only thing, you can only experience it for the first time once.
It could be anything.
Wait, what? I don't understand.
It's very
simple. Isn't that everything? You can only experience everything for the first time once.
Right, but something that you know, like.
And then never do it again.
Exactly.
Oh.
I didn't say that part, huh?
Yeah. I got you, bro.
Getting punched in the fucking face or something? I don't know.
That's great. That's great.
Oh. Getting arrested?
Getting arrested. I was about to say that.
Like, oh, that's what this is?
Getting arrested. Oh, then now I'm free. I can just do whatever now. Say no more.
You're like, come here, bitch.
Yeah,
something you enjoy doing.
It's okay. Let's move past it.
I'm here on the playback. I guarantee it.
Yeah. Something that I enjoy doing that I can only experience for the first time and never do again.
Hey man, go out with a bang, bro. Fuck it.
cooking for myself.
That's valid. That's valid.
Just have somebody else cook for me, looking at you, Kaya, for the rest of my life.
Oh, I know. Fold my clothes.
Oh, this is getting misogynistic. Let's dig in. Let's dig in.
Nah, once you put it like that,
respecting
hell yeah.
Women's rights.
All right. Shake, you go.
I'm actually trying to think of mine. I don't have one.
All right, cool. Fuck it.
You think you could never jerk off again?
Because that's the thing, though. You got, like, you know that you... Sometimes knowing you what it feels like...
Because the first time wasn't amazing for me. So it's like, but it I know
knowing,
I would want to
knowing that I could
it
do it. Knowing that I could do it again. I imagine you just doing it, and it just never...
That wasn't the appeal for me. It was, like, the sneakiness for me. Like, because I used to, like, have, like, literally the way your hallway's set up, like, my mom's room used to be across or whatever. I wasn't allowed to have my door all the way closed. So, you know, Fios remote... Back and forth, HBO, Cinemax, Skinemax, whatever, to Nickelodeon, Jergens on the side, and then, but it's like...
little spit in the hand?
No, I didn't use spit. It was straight Jergens back then. Now I'm a spit dude, because I don't like buying lotion.
Yeah, I wasn't ahead of last episode for that one. I was at work listening, like, oh, what's going on? At first, you know,
I can't believe niggas are still acting like that's crazy.
No, on the playback... Yo, on the playback, though, I was thinking, like when you first originally said it, you didn't say jerking off at first, though. So, like, you just said...
Spit.
They said spit. I'm like, what's wrong with that, bro? The nigga was like, jerking off. I'm like, oh, hold up.
I'm like, yo, I guarantee if niggas read what was on the back of baby oil or whatever y'all jerk off with... It would not be more natural than what is coming out of your own fucking body.
I don't know. You made a good argument for like what you were saying and shit, but it was still crazy off the initial thought. Like,
the initial thought of spitting in my hand and touching my penis.
I don't know.
Yeah. But then that's weird, like, Shake. That's still weird. Or have you tried it since that episode?
I was about to ask. Has anyone tried it? No. I was going to be like, yo, if anybody be like, hey, I gave it a shot.
So we're going to lie.
Yeah, I don't think it's I probably done it in my younger days and don't remember, but I don't. That's never been my thing.
So every time niggas just get lotion,
whatever's around.
You know what's always around? Like what the balls. Fuck? How is that? It's my dick. How is that gay?
Every time you come here, Noah,
I can't be gay with myself. Unless I'm like, you know, I guess fucking myself in the ass or something. But like, otherwise, how can you be gay with yourself?
You a man, ain't you?
Maybe I don't identify as one when I'm with myself.
My fault, day.
I didn't say that either. You're offending me. I told y'all what I wanted to be called at the beginning of this fucking podcast. It's my pronouns, nigga.
I'm fucking wildin'.
BDT. Oh my god, I didn't address him when I said it. I didn't look him in the eye and address him as that.
So go to the next question, bro. Nah, we're not doing that, bro.
What is happening?
I hope the mic didn't pick this nigga up, though.
You don't know that. These things pick up everything.
Yo, ask the next question, cuz, like, please.
Oh my god. Yo,
what Avatar Kingdom would y'all be from?
I've never seen the Avatar. Yeah, are we talking the blue niggas or
the show?
Oh, what kind of bender would I be?
That's why I said Avatar Kingdom.
I didn't see the shit. So it looks like them blue niggas is all over the place. I think they have a kingdom. I don't know. Oh, yeah. I wasn't sure. But I would definitely be a... I think I would be...
I'll be Earth King.
To me, there's only... What?
Earth.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I would be water. It takes care of everything. In fact, I'll be air. Air takes care of everything.
I'll tell you, you're going to be fire.
Yeah, I'm an airbender.
Yeah, I'm an airbender because you can literally take care of all the elements.
Packing all y'all niggas out.
Rocks is kind of like...
It's like fire or water without oxygen.
Yeah, but it's like Earth is where it gets tricky with air to me because it's like, can I always generate enough power to just be pushing back a fucking boulder and shit? But like, I'd take air still.
Bro, niggas was rock.
Niggas can burn earth. Niggas can drown or deteriorate fly. Earth with water, you like tough. Shit like that.
If you like that, you could fly.
Yeah, but you gotta be like that.
And those niggas are all monks like too, though. I don't know if I could get down with that.
I'm with it.
Oh, you couldn't be no monk.
Okay.
No, you can't. You hate so many things.
It's peace, though.
You can't hate LeBron if you're a monk, bro.
Literally.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. You
think Malik Monk hated Bron?
Got traded, didn't he?
I mean, maybe he hates Palinka, not Bron, for that.
I don't know.
Y'all know yeah, I guess he's just the first Laker superstar that had a hand in sending niggas away. Not that guy behind you, huh?
Nope. Mm. Says niggas to championships.
What?
So did.
Z, you have more? Job's not finished.
I can't believe you, Jack, like the more rings thing.
Why not?
Because it's like when we put that into football terms earlier, it's like you made it sound like Bron basketball. Hadn't passed Kobe because like Bron doesn't have five, but Pat could pass Tom without getting seven.
You're way too heavily invested. I don't care enough.
I'm just asking you a question, sir.
Yeah, I know.
Respect that nigga, bro. It's cool.
It's blowing. Mr. Gets it.
My bad, Thick.
With a Q.
Huh?
Nah. CK.
Thicker than some frozen peanut butter.
I don't give a fuck.
It's getting real crazy in here.
So you mean to tell me...
Nah, I definitely would be an airbender, though. I think the airbender niggas kind of...
Give me, like, a meat bender vibe.
All right. Do you know how a grocery shop...
Not in the sausage party.
Nah, like that was a question I put in there because I think as men, like realistically, niggas probably don't know how to grocery shop. I actually think Sean might know.
I don't know how to grocery shop at all, nigga. I went to Whole Foods to grocery shop one time, and I got like five things for $200.
All right, so give me ready.
Like an asshole.
By myself.
Give me 10. Listen,
nigga.
Listen,
I went home, nigga. I went home. My girl was like, you don't go to Whole Foods to shop. You get like little things from now. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's a grocery store. All right, I guess I have to stop fucking doing that too. Like, what the fuck? Nah, I'm just supposed to go to shop, right?
You get certain shit. You get produce in certain stores. You get this in certain.
See,
stores.
Nah, I definitely don't know how to grocery shop because I used to get all that from Pathmark with my mom. So, niggas, we used to get our crab legs there, our fucking vegetables, our diseases, probably everything. Salmonella, you name it. They had it there.
Mister, give me a 10-item grocery shop.
Fuck around,
need
to perk out that
pass.
To survive?
To survive.
I'm getting ground turkey. I'm going to get some pasta.
You only get 10. Keep count.
A pasta. I'm going to get some chicken breasts.
Yeah, you're never getting a microphone.
That was mad uncalled for, bro.
Got you a favorite thing, Norbit. Turkey.
Yeah.
<I'm>,
yeah.
Yo, the turkey was suited up.
I'm gonna get some.
Suited up. The booty hole was breaking up.
All right, bro.
We got 7 more items.
Yo, that's the episode cover. Yo, the Norbit booty, the spank. Turkey booty from Norbit. That's the episode cover.
It's your favorite.
Yeah, I'm gonna do spinach. Damn, 10. Yeah.
So we got chicken breast, turkey ground ass. Turkey meat.
And I had to say meat. You damn, it's ground turkey, nigga.
Ground turkey.
It's ground turkey. You don't gotta say meat turkey. After turkey, like.
Turkey is a protein.
The fuck,
ground
bro?
Turkey protein.
Damn, this nigga blowing my shit, bro.
What was
that,
the fourth one?
Spinach was the fourth one.
So, all right, sweet.
I'm a ground turkey, some pasta. All
right.
Yeah, some pasta. What did I say? Grilled. Some chicken breast. Spinach. Gotta get water.
I was waiting for
water. Water being 50 is crazy.
Yo, I was waiting for water. I was like, damn, we drinking out the faucet again?
Nah, like, why shop at, like, water's, like, down. I'm just going through my mind right now, bro.
Through the store.
Yeah.
Damn, 10. I'm gonna get some steak. I'm sorry. I got your steak. Shut up, bitch. Don't even say nothing. That's 6. There's a couple of
that. Yo, relax, cause I'm looking at bro like.
Yeah, I know, bro. I'm trying to think right now. I'm throwing this shit off the whim, bro. It's kind of tough. I'll be writing down the list.
I still don't hear no sandwich meat.
I don't be getting that shit like that, bro.
This is all no breads.
Nothing. Fuck it, bro. Let's keep it going.
Not gonna lie, Dad.
Four left.
Yeah, I might have to look at my phone.
You might
got to
throw in some garlic and onion powder at some point.
Nah, that shit in the crib already, though. I ain't gonna count that. I gotta use that.
Nah.
I'm about to say, like, I wasn't gonna say that shit. What we that, doing? Shit, that shit in the crib.
I thought
already,
you had
bro.
To go to the grocery store at one point to get them shit.
Nah, I definitely got them shits in the crib. I am not bugging. Damn, cuz. Damn, what else I got?
Mr. Arden just spent like
potatoes.
$60.
Potatoes.
Yeah, some potatoes.
Okay.
Some rice. What am I forgetting? A lot of shit. You a chef, bro. Don't look
we
at me.
We need a cereal
that.
Or something. A snack, yeah. Something.
Like. Some grapes.
Hey, that's a snack.
I'm not gonna lie. That's a snack for me, cuz.
That's valid.
What is that?
Me too.
Yeah.
I'll be fucking some green grapes up in the crib.
Green grapes are best grapes.
And
shout out my looks though.
And eggs.
Yo,
eggs,
bro.
Eggs, my
say, holy fuck, bro.
Top three.
Yo, eggs, bread, cheese, and milk should be exactly. Like the first four things that you say. Period.
Not really.
Bro, yeah, you got them four it's things, you can make hella different meals.
That's a fact.
I guess, but I still can make meals with what I got.
Right. But I'm trying to set a foundation for you.
Yeah, your foundation is not my foundation.
Bruh.
Sound like
your
last
shit
chance
is
you.
A project builder.
That's how Coach Mosley be talking to niggas.
Your shit got one
I'm trying
stairway.
To get you running up and down without thinking about it, nigga.
Bro.
I feel like, bro. I don't even got 10,
whenever
though, honestly.
You go grocery shopping, bro, you should always have
my shit
eggs,
would be chicken, shrimp.
Eggs, bread, milk, cheese.
I don't eat eggs like that.
Eggs will last me mad long, bro. Like,
yeah, we still got the eggs in there.
You know how expensive eggs is for y'all be letting them go bad?
Every foundation.
I didn't know eggs could go bad for real. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Chicken and rice.
I did not think eggs could go bad. Can
stop.
A fetus go bad?
Stop.
Hold on, bro.
You can't make me feel crazy about that. I'm not the chef. I don't give a fuck. You're I did not know you... eggs could go bad, America.
It's a refrigerated island.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so is water,
shelf,
nigga.
What's the shelf life, though?
Ketchup can go bad.
What's the shelf life on?
No, it can't.
Yes, it can. Yes,
ketchup?
Ketchup can go bad.
Why do people put it in the cabinet if it can go bad?
Because they're fucking idiots.
They're
it says
white.
Refrigerate after opening.
Yeah.
I'm not refrigerating my ketchup, bro.
You niggas are crazy, bro.
Yeah, nah.
Yo, ketchup gotta come out the refrigerator, bro. That's why that low-ass liquid be on the fucking bottle.
Shake it up.
Yo, that's so ghetto, bro.
That's why?
Shake it up. He leaned in with it.
Wait
up. Shake
hold
it up.
Hold. The ketchup pre-nut means it's bad? That means it went bad?
Nah, I think it not being cold.
It's separating, bro. It's not how that's supposed to be, bro.
This nigga going off chef standards. Like, I'm going
bro,
off, like...
I'm not.
I'm
just
going off
real.
Chopped up hot dogs and beans in the fucking pot standards.
Bro,
like, if
this.
It's not about to kill me, nigga...
He did just say to survive.
I survived long enough eating eggs that was probably...
Oh... Nigga, I'm taking eggs off and putting steak in. Nigga, I don't need no fucking eggs, nigga.
Why don't you just put steak, take steak off and put steak?
Did you say bread? No. How you eat steak
without bread? Like a scavenger.
Yeah, I mean you off
and
the
he
plate.
Don't got no cheese. Say what you doing? Just
I don't really eat cheese like that no more.
But you, what are you eating the steak in with? Just what are you doing?
Mayo and ketchup, nigga. That's good enough.
Just steak or mayo ketchup, but you ain't get no bread.
Steakums and rice.
Bro, you said 10 items to survive, cuz like
you need
on,
bread
yeah,
to survive.
You're trying to
you
give us, you trying to have us making luxury items and
hold
shit.
On, you don't need bread
to
survive.
You just so right,
you
so
don't
just,
need bread to survive.
So you're just gonna eat steakum?
I mean, I can.
6 out of the 10 items you ordered, no bullshit, was meat.
Yeah.
Protein. Protein.
Come on, bro. Like You said to survive, nigga. If I had to pick up 10 things, it's nothing wrong with my list, bro. I can make multiple meals with my list.
Surviving
say,
off me.
You ain't say butter and oil. That's
my yeah, nigga. Niggas talking, but y'all add into it after I name 10 things that I have to
no,
eat,
we
bro.
No, we not, bro. We trying to tell you not surviving, nigga.
Yo, I'm going to just say niggas is better than me because that shit would have been like, that shit would have been like, that shit would have been like, I. Them oven mozzarella sticks, DiGiorno, nigga.
That's why goddamn,
goddamn bow, them bow buns from Trader Joe's. All like five of them shits, so take up even more spots. I got two left. Water and orange juice. Good. I'm good. Maybe a Danimal. So take off one of those. One of those bow buns.
They still make them shits.
Hell yeah, nigga. And you better get your fucking probiotics in you. That's how. That's survival. This nigga telling you about cheese and all this shit that's about to have you fucked up. Fuck you.
Yeah, cause what if I'm lactose intolerant, cousin? Just don't fuck with cheese like that. You need cheese. No, I don't.
So you need milk. No, you don't. Buddy needs milk.
To cook what kind to survive, of milk? 1%.
Fuck you, chef. Oh. Fuck you. Because end of the day, I got by just fine eating Pop-Tarts twice a day. Those little Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwiches. Yeah, nigga.
Man, shout out to my store in Plainfield because we had a sub called The Poor Man. That shit was a dollar. That shit got me through my childhood.
Yeah. Hobo. We had that. I think I feel like every block.
Nigga, salt and mayo sandwich, nigga. Fuck you.
Wait, what was on your...
Yeah.
What was on the sandwich, though, bro?
I couldn't even tell you. I don't even remember. It was a hobo. It was just basic. I want to say it was bologna on that shit or some bullshit.
It was, but it was only like two.
Yo, what is bologna? Yeah, what animal is that?
What
bologna? What animal is that?
Bologna.
They make it out of beef or like
turkey. They make it out of. Oh my god! Like they don't kill it and then it's just that. Like
that glorified hot dog, bro.
Yo, what do when niggas be like bologna when they really want to say some bullshit, bro? Bologna is some bullshit, bro. Bologna just circled turkey bacon.
Yo, I'm pretty sure eating that shit on white bread circle with like Miracle Whip took like 5 years off my lifespan as a child. Like,
is that Miracle Whip?
Miracle Whip and some bologna with some Wonder Bread.
Miracle Whip?
Yo, Miracle Whip
There's
is
nothing
cool.
wrong with Miracle Whip.
I love Miracle Whip. That shit way better than mayonnaise. That shit tastes way better than mayonnaise.
Y'all bugging, bro.
Y'all niggas can keep y'all helmets and go to fucking hell with it.
I tasted Miracle Whip one time ever in my life, bro. I was like, nah, and that shit was disgusting. Bro,
yo, niggas put a nigga putting Miracle Whip on my sandwich and not
I put Miracle Whip on my Wonder Bread head ass niggas, bro. I hate
not
niggas,
telling
bro.
Me. He said it not telling me.
Bro, I went to because my aunt and my cousin like Miracle Whip shit. So I stayed going to my aunt crib. Any stars ironically. It's coming from being a suburban kid.
Oh, this was his hood family. Oh,
my
God.
Mom bought specific bread and specific lunch meat, specific mayonnaise, specific cheese all the time. So it's like
my mom specifically said, "Fuck out of here!"
Like the fucking the red, yellow, the red, white, green Italian bread with the fucking the thick ass pieces. Yeah. That's the one she bought. That's expensive. Yup. And and then like I always had deli turkey. I didn't eat turkey from out there unless I was with my dad. Like how niggas would just take the sheet of Oscar Mayer turkey, some shit. I never had that until
flag on the fucking play. Flag on the fucking play. You have a dad?
Yeah.
Like you have an active father?
Yeah.
You've never met him?
What the fuck do you have a podcast for?
For my friends.
Oh yeah. For us that don't. Thanks, dude. You have a dad? Y'all both got dads?
Yeah, majority of the pod does actually.
I got a father, but I don't fuck with that nigga.
Oh, alright. We good.
Yeah.
We on the pod for a reason.
Yeah. I didn't say that was my man's. I just said I have one.
You said you have an active father. Why don't you fuck with him?
He does things.
Yeah, fuck with him if he does things. What? You know, nigga, my dad could give me the bare minimum right now. I'm like, dad.
You're only saying that because you don't have that nigga.
Exactly, nigga.
I don't consume the other cheese.
These niggas ain't all what they cracked up to be.
Like, nigga, my dad pop out right now. He give me $5. I'm be like, yo, you, I love you, nigga. You're gang, nigga.
You are him, nigga. Not and I am you, so I'm kind of him.
I ain't gonna cap though. Like, I'm telling my personal business right now, but I seen my father recently. I don't fuck with that nigga. He tried to shake my hand because I just looked at that nigga. My grandmother was talking to my sister. She was like, "Yo, you think Mr. really did that?" My sister was like, "Yeah." Like, you don't know. She was like, "Oh, I'll pray for him."
Yo, I'm not gonna
pray for me for him. Pray for your son. I don't give a fuck, bro. I'm one of them niggas in my family, bro. I'm going to tell you about yourself, bro. I was always the youngest, bro. Niggas ain't respect what I said, bro. You're going to respect what I say now, bro. I'm going to call niggas out on that bullshit, bro. I don't give a fuck if you my father. Not my mother. My mother, my homie. Like, I ain't going to cap. That's my nigga for life. Tell me.
Mr. Sands.
I'll tell my mom the shit about herself because she's wrong as fuck. No, I'll tell my mother,
but that shit going to go in one ear and out the other and she going to say, fuck out my face. Like, shit, like, but that's still
like, you hungry, nigga? That's how my mom used to get me.
Nah.
You like, you hungry? Nah. I'd be like, yo, this is about to be terrible for my relationships growing up. Jesus Christ.
Nah.
My bitch could yell at me, abuse me, and just be like, you want some Rasta pasta?
Yeah.
Like, damn, mom.
Yeah,
thanks.
Damn. I gotta feed you. You know you gotta eat.
Like, why you coming here like you did me a favor? Like, bitch, the cops will be here if you ain't feed me.
Stop eating McDonald's. Yo, all right, so I'm officially retiring McDonald's.
Bro, I bought a double cheeseburger and a regular cheeseburger last week and paid $6.38.
You know where McDonald's had their resurgence with me? Where, like, I haven't been able to leave them alone as of late? That fucking cookie tote? That 13 cookie chocolate chip? I know you know. That 13 chocolate chip cookie tote is fucking amazing.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yo, nigga.
Son.
Oh, yeah, you do be buying, which is good.
Nigga. Yo, Sean started snitching.
He said, you do.
He pointed it all. Pointed the
he said, your yo, honor. You do be buying.
Is he in the courtroom?
I'll be eating half of them shits. I ain't know what you're talking about, but I don't remember.
Nigga, yeah, them shits be soft as fuck for no reason. It be the right amount of the right around the crispiness around the edges. Then you bite into them bitches, I swear to God.
Bro.
And them sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. That's the only thing McDonald's still got on me. I did fall back into like a double quarter pounder binge like some, at the early part of 2022. Like them shits had me wrapped a little bit. But like ever since then,
bro,
them apple pies are still A1 though. I never had them in muffins. I had the McGriddles once and I could never stop.
I stopped eating McDonald's. Not like it was literally just working on trying not to eat fast food. So I haven't had fast food in probably about like a month. It's crazy.
Yo, White Castle had me in a fucking figure four leg lock for like 2 years, bro. And that's after not eating that shit all my life. I moved to Orange and that shit was like right there. Like, and I was just like, man, that shit was.
I tried the fish nibblers this week.
That's wild.
Nigga, I used to get... That's insane. That's insane. That's insane, man. And I believe you. I believe you. I believe that they're amazing. I just can't bring myself to...
When I was pescatarian, I ate them, and they're good, but like I'm like, you wild.
Nigga, I used to get like 8 double cheese sliders, tater tots, and a vanilla milkshake. That shit is definitely raccoon knuckle.
No. Absolutely.
Nah, you're not talking about Pete right there. You're not talking about Pete. That nigga serving that real, real.
Nigga said sauteed cat dog.
Yeah. With the extra sauce, nigga.
He said, I ain't down at the Chinese store. So do y'all.
That nigga said, girl, right into me. Come out above me. Yeah.
Chill, I feel like they take care of it more. Because like, Chinese, like White Castle is too conveyor belt type shit.
Bro,
they getting the rats in and they're not treating them right.
You can't eat Chinese food and start inspecting it. Because as soon as you do,
why you gotta eat that shit before you catch up with your hunger?
Bro, as soon as you start thinking about what it could be,
what you
call it? Hey, cuz, I'm gonna come clean. Hey, yo, I'm gonna come clean, bro. I wanted to go get some chicken over rice with white sauce, bro, from a halal spot. And I was cooking at the time, bro. I ate an edible. I'm sitting there eating, bro, and there was a piece of chicken. Like, it was like 3 pieces of chicken stuck together. That I was staring at that shit, bro. I'm like, yo, this shit look like a mouse, bro. I threw the whole plate of food away, bro. Mind you, I'm high as hell.
Tail, like,
I looked at that shit, bro. I was like, I can't eat this shit no more, yo. I threw the food out. I was cooking, bro. I'm like, oh nah, never.
That's
again,
why when
bro.
I get the generous soul, I just mix it in with the.
I never ate.
Nigga, I get the garlic wings.
Bro, as soon as you start looking at it, it'd be like, why that tendon move like that?
That's why you can't let them chop your wings, because them niggas will chop them any which way to distort what animal really is.
What is this shit talking about? Niggas
chop
do that?
Wings.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Not me. Never in my life.
I'd be like, nah, I need to see that ACL. Nah, I need to see where that shit.
I need to tear it myself.
Yeah, I crack this shit over myself, bro. Don't do that for me.
That
bro.
Shit better be God. I need something. Like, I need something. I started Googling, like, how does a rat.
Like, why
what's the consistency
what's
of
the, what does the ACL on a rat look like?
Why
like,
it be yellow, though? Why the chicken be yellow?
Come on, bro. Come on, bro. You're asking wrong questions right now, bro.
Why the chicken be yellow?
It's because the rat got jaundice.
Come on, listen to
this eating Chinese food.
Right now.
Shit, might be me. I'm...
But finish chewing, though.
Chinese food don't even sound like healthy when you scoop it up out the plate. It sound like that. Like...
Like, they just throw it in a white container and say, here, nigga, damn.
Shit leaking through the container. You're like,
and
we
they got the nerve to up the prices on niggas.
All right, yeah. Question. Do y'all feel like. Do y'all feel like. Who do y'all feel more hostility from? Oxtail spot or the Chinese spot?
Chinese spot. I'm gang when I go in there, so I'm good.
I'm gang too, but.
You feel more hostility from the Chinese spot, is what you're saying. Okay.
Nah.
Chinese store, I feel like the Chinese spot always want me to leave.
I feel like I
like
take...
my Jamaican spot, and I tell y'all niggas off air because y'all not finna flood my shit.
Just text it to me, bro.
It's like, nah.
Is it in the city? I probably know.
No, in the pod, cuz. I swear to God, you get in the pod right now just because of him. Just because of him, bro.
He's insane, cuz.
Yeah.
He's insane.
Never get a microphone ever.
Yeah, you're man for like.
Time out.
I feel like I
nasty hat.
I probably misinterpret. Like, I'd say the Chinese spot too is where I feel more hostility, but I'm also Jamaican. So like I interpret.
No, you're Haitian. You said that earlier. You
I'm
claimed
half Jamaican.
You claimed your island.
I'm half Jamaican.
Ah, please. You claimed your island.
Are your parents one thing? What the fuck? Were you just did the Jamaican flag just burp you, nigga? I'm Irish. Fuck you.
I'm a Montana.
Conor McGregor.
Mendoza.
Honestly, I feel like I walk in there and like I'm used to the loud talking and shit. Like regardless, I was my mom Haitian, but if she was Jamaican, I was gonna deal with a loud speaking woman regardless all my life.
That is true.
So I don't be thinking nothing of it when I walk into the Jamaican spot because I understand what them niggas are saying. Now the Chinese people yelling at you too, but I don't understand what the fuck they saying.
I'm not going to imitate them because I'm not a bigot. And this is why I don't like going to no place where I don't know what you're saying and you know that I don't know what you're saying and I talk to
you. So you're just niggering
it
up.
And then I talk to you in one language, you talk to me in that same language, but you talk to everybody else in a language I can't understand. I don't like that.
That's how I feel when I go to Haitian spots though.
I don't do that. I don't go in there.
I don't even eat Haitian food.
Yeah, nah.
I never
except
had
the
it
Dairy
growing
John
up.
Though, that yo boy,
I don't even know what that is. That's
that rice that Reg Mom bought
pink
to your
shit?
House. Nah, the rice.
Oh,
the
black. Yeah.
Yo, what? Yo,
I fuck.
Nigga,
with
I know you
patties.
Ain't bring food.
No, I'm about to say like
you I didn't bring shit made. That day. He John did. What the fuck?
No, we both brought stuff.
That niggas a
brought,
big
niggas brought. Now y'all brought cakes or something.
We brought cakes and we brought sodas. That's
y'all brought cakes to a Friendsgiving?
Nigga, you also high as hell. So why would you?
I'm always high as hell.
Noah supplied us with nothing.
A house.
You supplied us with a space.
Yeah.
With a cat.
It wasn't my cat. None of those were my cats. I had roommates. One of which had five cats. Not gonna say no names, point no elbows, but she was an unfit mother.
To the cats.
To the cats. Okay. Probably to a kid if she had one. And gonna leave it there. I won't actually. I'll pick it back up there. She'd probably be an unfit mother because she was Hispanic. And Hispanic women are unfit mothers.
That's not true. All of them are mothers. This has been episode 88 and the Regulation Podcast.
And they fit right under that border. Zinger!
And I missed it. Wasn't that the same thing? Niggas was playing 2K, but with WNBA teams?
Yeah, and I went into overtime and lost.
Yo, wait, when
did I don't remember that. I must have been. I must have been very high.
No, you were the main one saying, "Yo, if y'all niggas going to overtime, y'all not playing overtime."
I, no.
Oh yeah.
Niggas playing WNBA teams that day. That just pissed me off.
Niggas out there with 6'4".
They gotta get them dunked.
Niggas out there with 6'4" centers. That's crazy.
Playing like the Warriors and shit.
Doing drop step layups. Might want that.
Rim grazing dunks, getting the crowd. Like in Griner, reaches up. The crowd goes nuts. Like, no, they don't.
It's 67 people here. What do you mean?
Going crazy for going crazy for taps.
Yo, yo. Can we talk about that? Like it's fucking volleyball.
Let's
like,
go.
Can we fucking talk about taps. You know what I hate the most? You know what I fucking hate the most? So I've seen this argument countless times. Doesn't make sense to me. I watch the WNBA. I see a lot of women don't. I see that more men watch the WNBA. More men watch the WNBA than women do. But women will be like, oh yeah, we need to get these, you know, these women their fair pay and all that stuff, which I agree with. You should be paid, you know, adequately. When you ask them why more women don't support the league, it's, well, y'all are the ones that watch sports, so y'all should just proportionately watch WNBA basketball. But it's like, I don't know. Am I petty for thinking that's a fucked up argument or like a dumbass perspective?
No.
Nah.
Because I feel like if you wanted to support something that you, like, it's your gender, you want to support girls, y'all all support women, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Why aren't y'all watching the WNBA in record numbers? If y'all thing is then, like, if you know that viewers
are the prize,
if you know that viewers literally equal market share, which literally equals more money for those women, you're making an active decision to, I mean, not only not support them, but
they don't make profit, bro.
Men are the prize.
Like, they haven't made profit since they've been a league. I don't think
it's been 26 years now. I think.
Men are the prize.
Which sucks because the product is better and better every year.
Yeah.
Men.
Like, those are hoopers.
Yo, Midas Mike?
Men are the prize.
Midas Mike?
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Men are the prize?
I'm not disagreeing with you. I mean, in a patriarchal system, yes, men would be the prize.
Men are the prize.
Yes, it's patrophy. Men are the prize.
Yeah, stop looking at it now.
Men are the prize.
I'm saying stop looking at it now.
And it's like that argument doesn't travel to any other thing. Like, it's like y'all support the lady artists y'all like.
The same way they would sit, the same way they would sit on YouTube or TikTok and watch a bitch put on a fucking wig, they can sit there and watch a quarter of the WNBA, like, bro.
Turn the liberty
on. They're not attracted to them because men are the prize.
They can find a cute dyke or some shit in the WNBA.
Well, these WNBA bitches are pretty as fuck.
Yeah, they definitely got some baddies in there.
You seen Taya Cooper?
I don't think she in the league no more, right?
She a little ass, but you see, you them fucking Gonzalez twins that nobody would shut the fuck up about. They ain't even make it to the league.
They've been at UNLV for 10 years.
Nah, I think they're done now. I think
I would hope so. They was about to be there longer than Perry Ellis. Shit.
Yo. That's crazy.
How many times they been in the transfer portal? Yo.
They made the transfer portal. They was in that shit when that shit was chalk zone. Yo, that's who you see when it just be them two transferring you.
Yeah, I just don't get that. Like, shit that I don't give a fuck about that doesn't make a lot of money, I just continue to not give a fuck about it. I don't act like I do give a fuck about it.
Yeah, I don't be tweeting about a lot of shit no more, bro. Like, it ain't even worth my energy to, like, even act like I care about shit, so.
Twitter's also ass now, too. Yeah. It's like that For You and the other shit really fucked up, like, I tweet like, I don't know, I only tweet like during a sports game I'm watching now.
Yeah, I went viral all the day. I was mad as hell. I'm like, damn, I gotta mute this shit.
That shit is a completely different game than it used to be.
I gotta mute this shit.
Like, viral used to just be like, now that shit is like, oh, but if it was, and it's like.
Niggas like, yo, you should have threw partner in there. Like, nigga, it's my tweet, cuz. It went viral already, cuz. I don't care. Like,
like, I didn't pay
for it. I didn't want this to go viral either. I just tweeted it cuz this is what came to my mind.
That'd be the worst. Like, you just think you getting off a tweet before you go to bed or some
and
shit.
That's literally what
I used to know.
I woke up, that shit said 20 plus. I'm like, what the fuck? What'd I do?
I used to know before letting two different. I used to be like, yeah, this one of them ones right there.
I used to think that shit back in the day. And then that shit would not go up.
There used to be a formula. Yeah. Now it's just like the formula's just ass now. Now you got to just throw hella dog whistle ass trigger words in there. Like, everybody ever been so traumatized that, you know, you just wake up.
And everything's aesthetically pleasing.
And, you know, your soft pussy life is just.
And it's been. Sweetie.
Fucking big dick thicking it and fucking.
Hey, yo.
It's not all about. Okay. It's not all about sex and it's just pussy juice cocking. You know,
and pizza and wings.
Shit stained balls. You know, these.
Pizza and wings.
A rusty trombone.
You know the worst thing about Twitter right now, bro? It's probably not the worst. It's not literally the worst, but when you follow like an OnlyFans girl and then they just get on that bench where they just start retweeting mad shit and then that shit just consecutively it's like, yo, I fuck with you, but chill. I fuck with you, but chill. Like
yo, you don't have like yo,
I'm in public right now.
You know what's crazy though? They have it, so like
you can turn somebody's retweets off.
No, so well yes you can. So you can, there's this app when I used to like really, really like be heavy into Twitter or whatever, like. It's an app called Crowdfire. And so basically what the app allows you to do is it allows you to auto post whatever posts you want, like repetitively, like based on like the amount of time that like basically when your page is going to get the most traffic, like when the most, like you can literally decide like, all right, cool. This is going to post tomorrow at 7:55 because between 7:55 and 8:25, I'm getting the most followers doing this. And you just keep doing it. That's why it almost seems like it's happening always at the same time. They're not, I see the same, like, what's the chick name that looked like Bulby, Dominican Dub? She used to fucking post the same.
She looks like who?
Bulby. Now I got to meme her face onto the jaw. I'm meme her face onto Bobby and she that. That's the cover. But why not though?
Cause that shit is a ran out joke cuz it ain't even working.
It is though. But anyway, regardless, she looked like Bobby and but like her post it would be like 10 of the same exact posts and it'd be like rate my ass, do this, do that. Do this, do that. And it's like, it would be like the same style of post.
And you participated.
Nah, but you can, it will all hit the timeline at the same exact time. So you can tell it's like, there's no way that you're interacting like with followers and doing all this at the same time. You're not.
Why did you follow Dominican Dub?
I don't.
You do. Why did you?
Huh?
Why did you?
Because that ass was fat.
So that's a good enough reason to just follow somebody?
Yeah, with cheese.
With cheese.
So you'd follow Reggie?
No.
Strictly.
Off the street. Yo, I almost. Yo.
I know it was some way. You said her name. I'm like, damn, I seen her.
What?
I beg your pardon?
Yo. Don't beg my pardon. That was a question.
Bro, I almost lost a snot. I'm like, it was.
Cause she just, I had bookmarked it recently. Cause like, that's the funny thing.
Yeah, this thing is crazy.
I feel like just a fat ass is like that's awesome. A crazy reason to follow somebody.
Yeah, I mean that doesn't mean the follow stays.
So just until you
follow, I'll see the fat.
Just until you rub out your couch child. Fat ass good enough
for me to go through the media, not to follow though. That's not enough to go through the media. You too good to go through the media. The media?
I don't do that anymore.
Right, I feel you.
I'm not allowed to.
I believe you.
I'm glad you do. I'm not lying.
I know. Life.
I live with my girlfriend. So
yeah, I know. I know how that goes.
I can't be caught looking at things.
Oh, yeah, my screen time be down.
Just make a burner account and follow all the nasty.
I have a burner account. Where I just use to get off all my, you know, bigotry. My burner accounts aren't like a lot of people's burner accounts. There's a lot of racial slurs on my burner accounts.
Let's find it.
I'll send you to that. It's quite the follow. It's like a 24/7 South Park episode.
You can't do that because then the algorithm is going to start funneling it into suggested pages for other people that you know.
I tried to follow Katie, what you call it, burner account. Like, it never accepted my shit. But why would he? That nigga had like 40 followers. He knew what he was doing.
He's like, let me get my shit off my resume.
I love how Katie has been like, I can just do this from my regular account now.
Yeah, he finally left that shit. Well, he's I don't know what he's saying.
The jig is up.
I mean, but he's not doing what he was doing on that burner, though. Yeah, nah, like, he can't do what he was doing on that, on this account, and like have the public perception
knew
be like,
about the burner account while he was doing it, though. Why he was doing it.
Yeah.
That's hilarious, bro.
I feel like, I don't know. I think the wildest shit I saw come from that burner account was just like, how is KD supposed to win with those guys, man? Like, besides Russ, he had nothing, da-da-da. And even Russ, I was like, oh, shit, what the fuck? Like, why you coming like that, like, in third person? Like, you could say this in an interview. Like, you're Kevin Durant.
It's like, I could, but I'm pussy.
Yo, like, that's how every interview would be for me. Just like, once I got my bread, like.
So, yo, a lot of these niggas is tough, but they not me. I need more niggas like me. Can we get some of those niggas, please?
Because it's like, why am I mincing words saying that? And I feel like shit would get done a lot quicker if niggas were just like, yo, nah, this is not it.
Niggas would end up like Allen Iverson.
I feel like that nigga didn't even do that. He just sat there and took what... He was like, oh, you guys want to give me Mutombo as a second scorer? Awesome. Aaron McKee, no fucking problem. Nigga got Andre Iguodala and they got his ass out of there. Like,
yo, he did have Carmelo for a little.
After they got his ass out of Philly.
And then they ran into, you know, that guy.
The rapist?
No. He was acquitted. Sorry, didn't go to trial.
That's kind of what happens to guys that admit that they raped somebody.
No, he admitted to committing adultery.
No.
And this has been episode
88. He admitted he didn't know.
This has been episode 88.
Kobe Bryant said he didn't know what consent was.
88 for life.
And Derrick Rose.
All right, yeah. Episode 88. Let's not do that to that legend, bro.
Yo, wait. All right. So before we close, does anybody else think it's weird that like y'all know something like 88 is kind of like a Nazi like number symbol thing?
A Nazi number.
Y'all knew that?
No.
It's like a. It's up there. It's up there with that. Yeah. Miller's doing the Heil Hitler right now.
Oh, we're still on.
Yeah.
Ah.
Different type of gang song.
Adam Schefter, ladies and gentlemen.
Adam Setfer.
Power just going abruptly end.
No music. No music, no nothing.
No music, no nothing, bro.
Just end like the Sopranos. Screen just go black.
Raw dog in the ending is crazy.
nigga, you'd know.
Yeah, right. See, that was low hanging fruit. For the last time and the fifth time.
This strange episode, fruit hanging.
This has been episode 88 of the End of Regulation Podcast.
The trees.
I am one of your hosts, Shay.
That's a song about niggas getting lynched. That's crazy. Yeah.
It's a weird really? Feeling for that.
So yeah, glad I got to stay away from that.
Yeah, it's, oh your boy, it's your boy, Mr.
Beeman has done it again. It's your boy, Adolf. Signing out. Y'all have a good one. Heil.
Miss your boozing.
You're throwing up the aisle is crazy.
Big love in the building. Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing, though. Rosé. I don't need no motivation, trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas, hit a fatal when your niggas. I don't get no explanations, I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition, I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition, kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education, smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face, if you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness. Yeah, bitch.